This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand?
I'm going down the spa.
No, don't. It's a lyric.
I'm getting involved.
You don't want to... Listen, what? Gun crime is serious enough without you making the light of it.
I wasn't going to use it. I was just going to go down there to wave it about a bit.
Right, well, this isn't Hey Joe anyway. It's Purple Haze.
Oh, well, that's a different
you
matter,
isn't it? Bleeding idiot.
Vietnam.
Yeah, that's it. Jesus, what a racket.
That's right. Tennis racket. No, I'm just saying anything now.
It's just saying.
Just warming up.
Just warming up. Oh, here we go. That's it. That's called the end of it.
Yeah.
We have got. Well, I've got in the studio. We share the show now, really.
Yeah, we do.
Angela Sepathemio.
Morning, Barry.
Evening, Barry.
Evening. I forgot where I was for a minute.
We have had such a successful show last week.
Yeah, it blew everything else out of the water, didn't it? Apparently.
It blew the station sky up.
According to the Times, it got 5 stars in the Times, didn't it?
It got 5 stars in the
show,
Times.
This is the show that we've done.
The show last week's show. Mm-hmm. And we got what else did we get? We got 4 stars in the Metro.
Yeah, but that's what you get in the Metro. They've only got so many stars, and they have to allocate that amount of stars to a thing. So four is fine.
They share them out.
That's right, across everything what they've got to watch and listen to. But we did get 5 stars in The Guardian.
We got 5 stars, a triumph, Lynn Parsons.
That's right.
We got 7 stars, which must have been a misprint.
No, it's the first time it's ever happened.
In Looking.
Yeah.
And in Look and Learn, the children's magazine from about...
One star. But they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're listening to.
If it was a review of Stevenson's Rocket...
Yeah, that would have been like 5 to 6 stars.
Or Jethro Tull's Sea Drill from the Agricultural Revolution. The kids don't know what I'm talking about,
no,
do they?
No, they don't. No. Neither do I, Barry. But
and do you know what? Neither do I. But it was a triumph.
Yeah,
it was an absolute triumph.
Which is why I'm back again.
It's back again. And what we've got this week, we did lie to you last week. We said, who did we say? And Ron Pickering, we said.
Chaz and Dave.
Meatloaf was on. Lassie.
I mean, we did try and get all these people.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
No,
we tried
very, very hard. We sent people out all over the world trying to get these people, but they just weren't interested at the moment.
And we done a few phone calls ourselves. He got a few 10 pences and we went down to the phone box at the end
Still
of your
in
rows.
The phone box, that's
and
right.
We got in touch with they have an agent now.
Yeah.
They have an agent and we got here, we phoned up, got through to the reception.
Yeah. Who did we get hold of?
A bloke called Brian on the reception. He goes, oh, hold on. We listen.
See who's in the building.
Who's in the building? I suppose if you do phone at 10:30 at night, there's not going to be no one there.
No.
We thought we could leave a message.
Yeah.
And could we get hold of Al Pacino? No, we couldn't.
No, he wasn't in the building, though.
He weren't in the building.
He's only there till 9 o'clock.
Is he?
Yeah. He's only there till 9 o'clock, and then that's it. He won't work anymore after he clocks off, and he says, that's enough. I'm going home.
Well, if you're a star like that, you can pretty much pick and choose your own hours.
Yeah, you can. But he starts late as well, so he'll do 10 till 9 in there.
Yeah.
And then, but he won't go any later than that because he likes new tricks. Oh, so that's you've got to get home for that.
I dare say, if you're in his sort of position, Pacino, De Niro, Salero, if you go, you can take as long as you like for lunch, if you don't mind.
Well, I think so.
I'm going for lunch now.
Yeah.
Go down
Subway.
Subway.
That's right. Or Esso.
Or Esso. Speaking at the same time. Yeah. And go down the Esso garage, get a lilt and a sandwich. They do a meal deal.
Pasty
against us. And come back, pretty much pick and choose your own hours.
Eat at your desk.
Eat at your desk, do what you want.
Yeah, so who did we get hold of?
Oh, sorry, yes.
10:30 well, at night in the phone box.
We managed to get a hold of the one and only Dane Bowers.
Yeah, because he was hanging around at 10:30 at night, wasn't he?
And he's got a cleaning job in there.
Exactly,
of course,
exactly.
He's there till about 11 or 12 o'clock at night.
I think it was him what answered the phone.
He'd done a funny voice pretending, yeah, didn't he,
exactly,
that it wasn't.
Yeah, he said, yeah, hello, Brian here. Yes. And
yeah.
He said, hello, is Dane Bowers here? He said, yeah, all right, just go and get him, excuse me.
And then he waved the phone in the air, pretended.
Ruffled some paper.
Put his hand on his mouth.
That's right, and he came back, and then Dane Bowers was there.
Exactly the same voice.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm a lot of things, but I'm not an idiot. Yeah. And then he goes, oh, okay, we go, where else have you got? And he says, oh, well done, he had his mate with him, who's also on the show this week, Kenzie. Kenzie, because they're in the big reunion, which is on television. And Kenzie come on as well. Yeah. He'd done a Pakistani voice. He'd done an old style Pakistani voice.
Yeah.
I didn't laugh.
No,
and I said, no. Kenzie, is that you? And he owned that. I said, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Can I come on the show?
And he said, yes.
And I said, yes.
Providing that you do that voice.
He might do the. It's an old style one.
It's a
70s one.
Yeah, so like Mind Your Language.
Mind Your Language style. Yeah. Not that the kids will.
Well, they won't know that. But
know yeah. that.
But they aren't listening, so it don't matter.
It don't. None of it matters.
No.
But they'll be in the studio. In the scheme of things. They'll be in fairly shortly. So
just to recap, Dane Bowers and Kenzie from Burning Squad,
That's right, from the Burning Squad.
They're coming in the studio today.
And just to make crystal clear, there is no one called Brian.
No.
And there is no one called Deepak.
No.
That was just a silly voice they both done,
That's right, yeah.
And so, look. Not being racial, any Pakistanis are welcome. Let's just get that.
That elephant in the room out of the way.
Yeah. Any minorities are welcome in this. I wasn't saying that. This is the sort of hole you get dug into.
That's right.
When you haven't prepared
anything
for the show. Anyway, we've also got. Tell me, we've also got Belinda.
Well, we've got. Belinda Stewart-Wilson, and she was off of The Inbetweeners.
She was off of The Inbetweeners.
That's right. But she's off of it now because they ain't doing it anymore.
I bet The Inbetweeners were very much hoping she was on The Inbetweeners.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
But she's a very attractive lady.
Well, she is an attractive lady, and I think we'll be like honing in on that when we speak to her later on today. We'll be finding out exactly how it is you get to be like that.
Yeah.
And some of her beauty tips and makeup regimes and what she does to make herself look like what she looks like. Like what Gwyneth Paltrow does.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow, Belinda Stewart-Wilson, Linda Lusardi, Linda Bellingham, some of the most beautiful women in this country.
In the last 20 to 30 years.
Lindsay Dawn McKenzie.
Yeah. Bella Renberg.
Rodney Bewes.
Roger Daltrey.
We're running.
Those are the main ladies
in this country. And so she will be on the phone. I've tried every week to get her in this studio.
Have you?
I have bent over backwards.
Yeah.
To get her in here. And she's only done it over the phone. Okay, just do it over the phone. So she'll be coming up later on the phone.
What question are you going to ask her?
Any tips for, well, you've covered that,
being beautiful. Yeah, we've done that. I'm going to ask her all about it. That's my angle. You're going to have to ask her.
Well, my one would be, Well, Belinda Stuart Wilson, the question would be, have you got any middle names and could you make your name any longer?
Yeah. No, that's a good question, Barry. I think that's what a nation would want to know.
I mean, what sort of person gives himself such a long name? Belinda Stuart, you think it's finished? Oh, it's done. Her name's Belinda Stuart. No, Wilson.
Yeah.
There's a sting in the tongue. Wilson at the end.
Who is the Stuart? Who is the Wilson?
Wilson.
Yeah.
We know Belinda. We spoke
to her. That's her name. But who are these Stuarts and Wilsons?
Some of these are more upper crust people.
Yeah. The silver spoon up their nose.
Yeah, of course they do. They're born with a silver spoon up their nose, some of these people. They have such very long names, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Rupert Barnaby Samuel Rudin Bryan.
Is that a real one, or did you just...
That is a real one.
Oh, right. Is he, then?
Well, he's a bloke. He cleans the bins. Yeah. But he is from good stock.
How the mighty have fallen.
I know.
Well, Belinda will be in as very attractive and was in the Inbetweeners, and hopefully someone will give me a piece of paper. I don't know, a piece of paper is somewhere which says what
she's done, what she's been up to.
Later on, we're going to see who else we can get on the phone. If it's no one, it don't matter. But we've also got the papers. I've got the Watford Observer here. We're going to be talking...
we're going to cover all the big stories in the Watford Observer. Yeah. Hertfordshire, aren't we?
Area.
Well, we won't be covering all the big stories. We'll be covering all the stories that take our fancies.
Well, here's one. This is page 30 of the Watford Observer. Right? A woman from Watford said it would mean everything to be crowned winner of a beauty pageant. Jasmine Orr of Water Lane. I'll skip to the...
Yeah, you get the meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes. She's 21.
Right.
She wants the pageant finals on April the 13th.
Okay.
And she's representing the pageant's nominated charity, Beauty with a Purpose.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Does beauty need a purpose?
I thought so. Like, you can, sell all sorts of things. When you look beautiful. Like razors and, moisturisers and stuff like that. Any squash rackets? I'm just thinking off the top of my head now.
Well,
anything.
My Margaret, she was very reluctant. This is in, 1952.
Yeah.
Very, very reluctant to go into the Miss Watford. I entered her in the end. And after that, I put her name down. And she actually came second. She comes second in the competition. Now, in my opinion, she was the most beautiful woman on there.
Yeah.
And she was picked by someone. All right, she had nice legs.
Yeah.
Two of them.
She had two legs.
She had two legs, right
two
up
arms.
To her armpits. It was a medical condition, hideous, really.
A bell jar.
A bell jar.
Bell jar job.
She didn't have a patch on Margaret's face.
No.
Margaret had her own patch on her face at the time. It was a spot of scoliosis.
Okay.
But she...
It was the 50s.
It was the 50s.
Yeah,
look,
all that stuff was knocking about then, wasn't it?
Oh, in them days.
You could enter competitions with
scoliosis.
Sort of
of course. Yeah. My Margaret, in my mind, she was the most beautiful woman there that day. Unfortunately, not in the mind of the judges, Miss Rocktown.
Yeah.
But, you
married her.
I married her.
You must have seen something in her.
She's got a nice personality.
Well,
looks her own skin deep.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
exactly.
Obviously...
Say that about my dog.
What?
He's got a lovely personality.
I
mean, he's, proper ugly.
Proper, is he?
Proper ugly.
What make is it?
He's like one of them squash face ones.
Oh, aren't they lovely?
Yeah, not really. No. I mean, they are lovely. Like, they are, they'll jump on you and lick you and all that stuff,
which
is what you want from a woman as well.
Yes.
But in terms of how they look, it's not a pretty sight. No.
What a nice thing. I mean, all right, it does the licking and all that sort of them. What is the main benefit of having a dog? I mean, surely I've always been given to believe you come out in the park, it's a fanny magnet.
Yeah, no. Well, it is that. It is if you want to, if you want to pick up the birds.
Yes.
Take the dog for a walk round the park.
And all that.
As long as it's not, a violent beast. you know, because that doesn't go down very well. Like if you're out in the park and it runs off the leash,
that's
you know, and attacks you things.
You get a lot of it.
Women don't like that.
No, they round our way. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of you know, the dangerous dogs.
Yeah, well, you're
very keen on that.
Where
the
dangerous
suburbs.
Dogs came from?
From
it came
Watford.
From where you are? Yeah.
And we had. Oh, something gone past. Did you hear that? Go past the bin. Anyway, yeah, no. But basically, it's Dane Bowers. It's his other job. He's doing the bins outside.
Motorcycle
he never stops working, Dane Bowers. Anyway, no, the dogs round there, and you always get the same response, don't you? Oh, when he, oh, he's good as gold with kids.
Yeah.
Oh, he's good. No, he's good as gold with kids. Always eat the face last.
Yeah, that's you it, know. Barry, yeah.
That's what they're like. They can't all, statistically, they can't all be good with kids.
No, no.
You
no,
know.
That's right, that's right.
Is yours good with kids?
No, he's not good with kids. That's why I bought him.
Because, well, to keep them away.
Yeah, I'm not good with kids either. So, you know, we have something in common.
Do they? I mean, but have you met any ladies whilst walking in my bath?
Yeah, I've met loads of ladies, you know.
Have you?
Loads of ladies. You know, like the dog. Oh, the dog, and he's on the lead, and he's going through the park. And then, you know, like dogs like sniffing each other.
Bottoms.
That's right,
yes.
Yeah. My dog likes to sniff the ladies.
Oh, I bet that gives rise
goes,
to
no,
some
it goes
humor.
Down very well. Yeah, it goes down very well. Initially.
You're very, you know, conscientious about picking up his feces, though. That's not a good look with a lady around you hovering around his bum hole with a bag.
No, that's not right, that. You know, sometimes I don't have a bag, so I just have to do what I've got with what I've got, you know?
Public spirited.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm not getting a fine.
No. Is Dane Bowers here yet, or is he... He's downstairs mopping the floors, Bowers, at the problem at the moment. What sort of music do you want to hear? This is a funny thing. We've had Purple Haze. Yeah. We've now got something called... What's it called? It's called Purple, Yellow, Red and Blue.
Is it purple? Is it purple in the title? Purple,
yeah,
song
is it all
week?
Purple?
Is it all purple song?
What, we got Purple Rain?
That's a good one, Barry.
You know what? You cannot write that sort of synergy between two brilliant minds exactly the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
anything else?
Purple. Arcade Fire, which doesn't have
purple
in
it. But it's got fire in it. Fire in a disco.
It's not purple, base.
Any other colours? Red in it?
Black keys.
Black is a shade.
It's not really... Well, this is the purple one we mentioned anyway.
Okay.
We'll have a think about purples.
More purple stuff. And if anyone's got any
purple, let us know. Portugal the man.
Who?
Portugal the man.
What's that then?
Not the country.
Yeah.
It's a man.
Was that a singer called Portugal?
Well, I was in the room the same as you. Did you hear?
I wasn't listening to it, to be honest with you.
No, we were talking.
Rubbish.
Can you hear these two fellas we've got in the room with us?
Yeah, they should have.
It's two pop
laughing
stars.
Down the microphone, aren't they? Here they are.
With us in the studio, we have got Dane Bowers.
We've said this. We told them who's coming on, and they turned up.
Sure enough, they have turned up.
Yeah,
it's Dane Bowers and Kenzie.
Yes. Kenzie.
Who have featured in the big reunion on ITV...
Two.
ITV2.
Nice one. Have you ever watched ITV4? You watch that?
No.
Well, let me just tell you, Minder's still worth a watch.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Sweeney.
Probably school repeats.
Channel for you, like three o'clock in the morning, you've got nothing to do. Yeah. Bang on ITV4, you watch the professionals.
I didn't even know there was one.
There is. We're big, me and my wife, Margaret, big fans of ITV9 plus one.
Yeah.
And if you get up at 3 a.m, it's just... Yeah. A loop.
It's of just a toilet for you, isn't
it's
it?
It's a Labrador licking its own testicles for 4 hours. It's a wonderful view. If you'll
we'll have a watch at
that. Yeah, plus that one.
So we should feel good that we're on two then.
Yeah, well, no, you're doing all right.
You're doing all right. Trust me.
Next year we'll be on ITV1.
With any luck,
all three.
Now, for any listeners who are drunk or don't know anything, please tell us about the big reunion that was on the other night.
Yeah.
And it's about you. Well, you fellas...
Let them talk us through the show, Barry.
Go.
Tell us what it is.
Well, yeah, in essence, it's bands reuniting that have been together years and years ago.
Okay.
With us, it's a bit different because there were 5 solo singers to form a new band.
Right. And so who were the solo singers?
Us two, me, Kenzie, Gareth Gates.
Oh, yeah, he's nice. Yeah.
From the pop factor.
Adam Rickett, and if you remember him, he was in Coronation Street.
Yes.
Yeah,
Adam
Rickett.
Curtains.
Yeah, that's right. He had Ricketts as well, didn't he?
Yeah, it's got everything else. Yeah. You might as well have
always on the lemons.
And
Kavanagh,
he was
a singer.
Now,
QC.
Am I allowed to speak now?
Yeah, go on, Gary. Oh. Go on, Barry.
Gary, who's Gary? You said, go on, Gary.
I definitely should Barry.
Kavanagh, I do feel a bit sorry for him because he was on the Voice, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
He'd come on there and he was a big fanfare and that. And he didn't get
He had a shocker.
He didn't have a good day.
No, he didn't.
But I feel sorry for him because, you know, you're on a hide into nothing there, aren't you? And don't tell me they don't tip him the wink and say the keys are coming on.
I think that's the thing. I think he was told, you know, you're in, you're through.
Yeah. They changed the song on the day.
Yeah.
Did they?
Song, yeah. We just rib him for it, really, so you can take the mix.
Who is he? I mean, you know,
I didn't know personally either. He was a pop star from what?
Late
90s. The 40s?
Yeah. It looks like it. I'd say he was doing pubs and bars in the 90s.
So
but he's
you
doing,
don't
doing them more now, isn't he?
You don't know who he is either.
Not really, so, no. He's
fantastic.
Nice lad, though.
What a lineup.
But like you say he's a nice lad. When you lot are all together and you're going on tour soon.
October. Yeah.
Must be a lot of competing.
Egos.
There is. I mean, there's more banter, really. Like, there's a group called Damage on the tour. I think definitely not before your time.
They were
a while back. There's a bit of rivalry there with us two, but like friendly rivalry. Between you and the boy band, so we've got
Blue 5, 911, A1.
All on the tour together.
Really? You don't have to tell us the roads are going down. Who's in the band? Yeah, so, but M25. You think, I mean, if you are...
M40.
If you are, you know, all stuck together in a tour bus...
Yeah. It's going to stink.
You might literally be stuck together, you know, with all of you squashed into the one thing.
Nice one, Barry.
Do you think that you might, you know, then start falling? It's early days, isn't it?
I hope so. It'd be way more interesting if there's a few rows on the bus.
It's better TV, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we get on as a group. I think there's probably there's actually a couple of people in our group that don't get on with some A1, but they never used to.
Yes. So there's friction. old 90s friction.
Oh, is there 90s friction?
Beautiful. He's all grown up by now.
We try and bring it up because it's more entertaining for us.
We don't want to sit there and just watch everyone doing well.
We want to see some fights. I agree. And let me tell you, Kenzie, one word for you: steroids.
Well, I should start taking them.
No, what's going on with your arms and shoulders there, mate?
I'm wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, hoodie. What's underneath?
Skin. It'll be some form of tight top. That's what he does.
This is a medium.
Is it?
Boys. He wears extra small tops.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
He's all the time.
Show it
any moment there is to take his top off, he will.
In my defence, I had the opportunity to take my top off on Celebrity Juice, and I said no.
Yeah, that's right. I bet the ladies like that, don't they?
Yeah, I
I bet you
the men love it more. He's on the cover of Attitude every week.
Are you?
Yeah. I've done it.
You're not a homosexual gentleman though, are you?
I'm not at the moment, no.
No. Well,
I'm not forward thinking of you.
Very good. Very new man. Yeah. But I bet you can't beat him off with a shitty stick, can you? You when you go on
I'm
tour.
I'm in full retirement. Of the ladies, yeah.
Are
I'm retired.
You?
Yeah,
we've all really? Hung our boots up.
Is that right? Have you got a long-term sicknesses? Have you got long-term partners?
That herpes a bitch.
I'm going to say.
No, we've both got partners, so we're good lads now.
Isn't it? Married?
No, not yet.
Okay, it's still time.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Well, so where are you going on tour and
Is it 12 dates
around? I think it's 12 dates and two in Ireland. And we'll do every major arena in the UK.
And is there a single out?
No, we haven't, because we do, like, because we're all five different artists, we do a song each of ours.
I was going to ask that question, Dane, so well
there
done.
You go.
What songs are you singing?
Preempted. We'll do one of them. He does the Monkees.
That's nice.
I don't even know who they are.
No, you wouldn't. No. But that's the funniest thing, you know. They're calling it a boy band tour. He's actually the youngest on the tour at 28.
And it looks that way.
Barry, you'd fit in, mate.
Not half.
I'm telling you.
You're always getting his top off this one.
I am. Bloody hell. I'd be very happy to support you.
Yeah.
You know, very much.
Come on, then. Occasionally, Cav... he doesn't make stage because he's still in the bar, so you can come and join us.
I would love to go on in my own right. I'd have a support, a Zimmer or a walking stick.
Defibrillator.
Cheeky song. How old are you, man?
I'm 34.
Boy band.
And so you're the oldest, are you?
No.
Who's the oldest?
The oldest in Cav. Cav. He's 36. But then some of the Damaged Boys, they're all in their 40s, aren't they?
Yeah, plus. He's got to be 50.
Gareth Gates, he's young, but it takes him that long to say his age that he's
got to be out.
Well, the problem...
He's been 29 for 20 years.
Really? He's not still doing the old 19 number, is he?
Every now and then.
Is he still singing da do 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 da 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 by the Police? I mean, it starts that. The concert's finished by the time. That's a joke about a speech impediment for any of our friends who are offended.
He takes it well.
He does take it well.
I've always thought he was robbed on the Pop Factor. He really was, because the other fella...
Well, careful what you say about it, because I'm a big fan of Will Young, so
I didn't know you... Why? You like that insipid lady's voice, do you?
Yes, I do.
Fair enough.
I like the way he stood up to Simon Couch. That was for me. That was like, no, I'm getting right on the phone.
That's you have every right to do that. Yeah. But in terms of, you know, I don't want to get too technical.
No.
But in terms of being a quality singer,
yes,
it's gates every time.
Okay.
It's gates every time.
Okay. No, I'll doff my cap to that one.
Yeah.
But you know, in terms of the man and the person, it's Will Young's.
I'm afraid.
Well, we've got to go with Gareth, obviously.
Yeah, I think so.
You do what you like. We're having a good chat here. Yeah.
Gates is to popular music what Elvin Stardust was to the 1970s glam rock scene.
Who?
Elvin Stardust.
Elvin Stardust.
Used to wear the gloves with the rings outside.
What era was this?
70s, mate.
No, I was a sperm, mate.
So, listen, what I want to know
is
I'm going to cut to the chase. Bowers, you're a notorious swordsman. Surely some of the...
Bowers, did you go out with Jordan?
I did, yes, for my sins.
How bored are you about talking about this?
15 years bored, yeah. For you gentlemen.
Open up.
You want to know the details?
Go.
Yes. How long did you go out with her for?
2.5 years.
Cool, that's quite a long time to go out with her, isn't it? And what size was she at that time?
I think they were two different sizes. Through that time span.
She was mid-op.
Yep. They were, I can't remember. They were large and extra large.
Okay.
And was she lovely? real life. Oh, be careful.
Well, I mean, 2.5 years, obviously, when you're with someone 2.5 years, you have to think they're lovely at some point.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just putting yourself through the ringer.
But be very careful. I don't want that, you know, she's, you know, the nation's
she's
favourite litigious. And all that. She's litigious.
She's very, yeah, very she's libelous.
But have you appeared
be
in,
careful,
in
like Tom Cruise.
In some of her... He went out with Tom Cruise.
No, he's libelous as well, so don't go anywhere near him.
Do you appear in some of her books? Because she's done more autobiographies than...
All of them, maybe?
Right.
I mean, she does.
I don't know why you're looking at me. I ain't read none.
No one's read them.
I haven't got a clue. I think so.
Is it mostly complimentary or...?
I think there's a couple of... There was a period where she went a bit nasty on me, but the rest of...
Wasn't she going to come to the big reunion show?
Apparently.
The light, because Gareth was with her as well, wasn't he?
Of course, yeah. Oh, well, it was a bit of controversy. You've all had a go at something.
I personally, I was very busy.
Well, I know I have.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't yet.
No. Yeah, you're still
aim higher.
Always think, no, she's always in the paper going on, you know, she go out with
Alex Reid.
Oh, yeah. Peter Andre.
Cage Fighter.
Oh, Alex Reid. You know, I want closure from Alex. I want closure from... I recommend closure for you. Close your mouth, close your legs and fuck off.
Well, I hope you don't mind Barry having a word about your ex-girlfriend.
Oh, sorry about that.
Barry, it's all right, mate. It's all right.
She used to be, you know, like a jackhammer. Beauty's only skin deep, really, isn't
it?
She
as well.
She had a chin reduction a couple of weeks ago, and it's healing up very nice. But she, you know, I mean, she's a lovely. I'll tell you what, we do. We sit at home together. It's lovely, and we do watch the telly.
Yeah.
Of a night. And I'll tell you what music she liked, Mama. She's mad on Elton John. She likes.
Yeah. Of course.
And
Glenn Miller.
Yeah. Last New Year's Eve, I don't know if you remember, but Elton John was on one side and she loves him. And on the other side was the Hootenanny with, what's his name?
Jules Holland.
Oh, and she fancies him. Right. She was flicking away in front of the screen. I said, you are going to have to stop flicking, Mark, because you're going to break that thing. You know,
it's a button flicker.
Jules
Holland.
It's only old.
Really?
Held together bits of sellotape. But the point is, she does like the pop stars, and she will definitely come to see you.
Yeah. Well, if you're on stage, then
we will sort that. We like a good flicker, so we will sort those tickets out personally.
Queensbury rules, mate. That's my way. You wouldn't get me saying. Look, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We'll have one of the... It's a shame we haven't got one of your songs on there, will we?
Can we get one of their songs?
Well, yeah, I mean,
you'd like to think so.
Paid for that.
I mean, which one could we potentially
which one
play?
Could we play? Hey,
Freaks.
21 seconds to go.
Yes.
21 seconds. Better one you've done.
Flick reverse.
Yay. Oh, is that one of yours?
Nearly.
It's flick reverse, but in honour of my wife, we could call it flick reverse.
What about that one you've done, Showstoppers?
Showstoppers.
What was it called? Step Stoppers.
True Steppers.
True Steppers.
Yeah, with Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I did that one.
That's she knowledge.
What do you mean you did that one? What did David have to say about that? Now, listen, that's pathetic. I'm sorry I said that now. Look, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
You can't take it back.
You can't take it back.
Once
it's out, I bet you love this.
You're going to get sued.
Do you do any of these numbers? This is... Morrissey, the Smiths.
Oh, I'd have thought
I bet
so.
They do all their numbers.
All the Morrissey numbers. That's not in the set, is it?
Is he joining you?
Yeah, we're working on it.
You should stick him in the set.
I love this one. Yeah. This is Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now. We have more filth in a minute.
I was happy in the haze of a drunken hour.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Right. Well, we've just learned something.
I see we have just had some breaking news here in the room. Do you want to just explain what the gentleman came in and said?
About the song, though.
Yes.
There's a song you've done with Blazing Squad.
Yes.
What's
yes.
it called?
It's called Flip Reverse.
We've renamed it Flip Reverse because of Margaret. Margaret.
Yeah. I think Flip Reverse, hearing what that is about, is marginally worse.
Yes.
Is it yes. about the... Is it about Greek sexual practices?
Greek? Are you singing? Are they harmonising?
I'm just trying to elicit a response.
Trying to get to the bottom of it.
Do you know what? Getting to the bottom of it would probably be quite a good way to leave it.
I see. I see. I think.
Do you see what I mean?
It's like 3-2-1 in here, isn't it?
Can you? Can we have the clue again? Now, can you please tell me some of the lyrics of this? Well, what is filth, basically?
Flip reverse.
The chorus is, I love the way you work it, yeah. and if you let me, I'm going to flip reverse it.
Oh, my goodness me. It's
terrible.
It could be about, it could be anything.
We've got to sing it on stage yeah. with our grandparents watching it.
Oh, my God.
They won't know what it's about.
Well, they will.
They will now.
Yeah, until I tell them.
Yeah.
That they will know what
it's about. That was rationed in the war, that sort of thing, wasn't it? You weren't allowed to do that. I mean, when I got married, you had to apply to the local vicar to see your wife's noonar. Let alone all this sort of carry on. Do the fans know what it's about?
I think people kind of interpret their own ideas to it. Like,
oh yeah,
it could be anything. You know, flip reversing could be anything from
tiddlywinks,
anal sex to a pancake.
Do you think they listen to the lyrics and go, I wonder what that is actually about? Or do you think they just chap along?
I don't think they give a shit.
No, they're just dancing around. Well, we've got a Blazing Squad. Here we are. We got it coming up in a minute, so we'll look Have forward we? To that image.
Oh, there you go.
Who was the other one with your load of the minute?
So Solid Crew.
There we go.
Oh, that's it.
He knew.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, you two, of course, done Big Brother.
Yes.
Kenzie,
Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, sorry, Celebrity
Big Brother.
Oh, sorry, Celebrity
yeah,
Big Brother.
Yeah, yeah, it's a different franchise. Yeah.
You done it, Kenzie,
I did.
2006, I'm guessing?
No, I did it in 2000 and... I did it 10 years ago.
Cool. And you're the young one.
2004.
I did it.
Were you in there with John McCrary?
Yes, I was.
Oh, you're kidding.
Jackie Stallone, Bridget Nielsen.
It was quite
an experience.
You must have been nervous, people watching you all the time.
Did you just forget about it?
I was very young and naive at the time. I was only 18. I was a young boy, so I just kind of took it all in my stride, and I think that kind of worked. I didn't think about things too much, just went in and enjoyed it.
Who won it that year?
I got robbed.
Oh, so you didn't win it that year.
I come second.
Oh,
Bez from the Happy Mondays won it.
As I understand things, Bez from the Happy Mondays, when
politics.
He's gone into politics, he doesn't like fracking, but who does?
Yeah.
But I understand, when he won, he got the money, and he with the money, he spent on having his teeth done.
Oh, that's right. Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was needed.
£50,000.
Yeah, £50,000 on having his teeth.
Did you see his teeth beforehand?
Huh?
You win money.
I didn't win fuck all.
Really? But you must have done well with, you know, tours. And
everything off the back of it was great.
End, the back end, mate.
The back end's always been
the
great.
The back end's flip reverse.
And what about you, Dane? You done it when?
2009, I think it was. 2009, 2010. There was no prize money on our one, though.
No.
Really?
No, but I come second. As well, so I
don't. Who picked you?
The nearly
Alex
man.
Reed, funny enough.
Oh my God!
Oh,
OMG!
Can you believe
controversy?
Can you believe
WTF?
Was you rolling around, you know, punching each other, or did you have a little bit of an understanding?
No, we get on anyway. Well, we did. Yeah. You know, I don't really talk to him.
What's he doing now, Alex Reed?
He's in the magazines, isn't he?
He's still fighting, I think. He's an MMA fighter, so he's still out there doing that.
Does he win? Does he win?
Do you know what? Funny enough, he has won his last few fights.
Yeah. Does he dress as a lady when he does
come
it?
Out, he has come out to Roxanne.
See, let me tell you something. I could have him with one hand until I'd be on his
back. I reckon you could.
Of course I could. Listen, I was not in the armed forces. But if I was, I could probably have had him.
Yeah.
He's nothing.
Mate.
He's all mouth and no trousers. Wears a skirt.
Right.
But I could have him any time you want. And Reed, if you're listening, Let's have some.
Yeah, I'd like
pub.
To see that. Actually,
yeah, he's come out to a Roxanne.
He's come out to the song Roxanne because that's his alter ego's name.
Oh, wait, I thought he'd come out to his mate Roxanne and said,
no,
"Yes, I'm a crossdresser."
He comes out in makeup and all that. And he's done all that.
Wow. He flaunts it.
Yeah.
Like Adrian Street from the wrestling.
Oh, from the wrestling days. Yeah, yeah. They done that about me.
No idea. No
idea. Les Kelly. Does that mean anything to you?
Hulk Hogan.
Les Kelly.
Les Kelly was a hard man. Hardest man.
Tiger Lee Singh.
No.
Ultra Warrior.
Dropkick Johnny Peters.
Okay. Johnny Quango.
Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
Johnny Quango.
Ooh. Undertaker.
Oh, come on, boys.
Come on, boys. This is all new stuff. I don't know none of it.
None of the proper stuff, Barry.
None of the proper stuff.
Okay.
None of the proper stuff.
Sean Haystacks.
Yes, Haystacks.
The Venn diagram is beginning to cross.
But the thing about the Big Brother is you have people watching you 24/7. I'm going to ask all the questions, all the obvious questions.
Yeah, because we want to know the answers.
Do they see you doing poo stroke wee?
No, that's the one place there isn't a camera. But it's
unless
pretty
you just whop it out in the garden.
That would be awful.
It's pretty obvious if you go in the toilet for and you're in there 5 minutes.
And knocking one out, is that
private time?
Do you know what? If you go in the toilet, they wouldn't see you. But
I don't think you get your full fee.
No.
What if he was knocking one out in the toilet? I mean,
no. Just in general, I don't think it's obviously it's not really that socially acceptable.
Oh no!
On TV.
Well, some people do it.
What about Ginga? What was her name? Do you remember her? And she sat on a bottle or something.
She's in the middle of the garden, wasn't it? She started doing
the same with the champagne bottle.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. Yeah. That's forever, that is.
That is forever. I mean, when you're.
But who can remember her name?
Well, I remembered it. I've got it on tape at home. But
she got away with it, Barry. But luckily, you
sent me that, please.
I mean, you would not. You would not, would you? I mean, you'd have grandchildren. You wouldn't do that. You'd have.
I'd like to think you wouldn't.
No, every family occasion, the grandchildren looking up at you, going, "What did you do in your brief flirtation with show business, Grandma Ginga?
How do you mark it?"
She gazes wistfully out the window and remembers sticking a bottle of pomade up herself. You know, it's not.
Yeah, that is the dream.
What is that gets brought up every Christmas?
Oh, blimey, yeah.
I can't imagine there's much more to talk about with her,
isn't
really.
Isn't that awful?
Poor thing. Oh, dear. That's the dangers of Big Brother.
We were good lads. Yeah. We weren't bad.
Well, listen, we touched on it earlier, but I didn't mention it. You're on your way out of the room at the time. Victoria Beckham in 2000, Dame Bowers,
True Steppers,
worked on Out of Your Mind.
Heavy use of the vocoder in that.
Well done.
I'll carry on.
Is she lovely?
I think she'd probably quite.
She was actually. Yeah, she was a good laugh.
She seems like a lot of fun.
Both her and David. I mean, they come and did some promo with us. We went up and down the country on trains to promo.
First class.
Sometimes, but we had loads of dancers with us, so we went and sat with them anyway.
The glamour of show business.
You get to kick a football about with David.
I did have a kick about at Top of the Pops.
Is he any good?
He's all right.
Yeah, he's okay.
As a Man U fan, you know, I was impressed.
Is that why you did the song?
It's not. I actually did it because I said that to my label I wanted to do like an answer to a song I did called Buggin', and I said I want a really big female singer. And they said, who? And I literally said, I want a Spice Girl. And they laughed at me.
Okay. I thought you meant a very big one.
She's not that.
She's not. She's tiny.
One
she's
of the other opposite. Ones for that, I suppose. We got on board and she said, yeah, let's do it.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Did you ever visit her? I bet they got a lovely house.
Yeah, they probably got a couple of them. They were still built. You know, funny, Beckham, they were still sort of building it.
What, their bungalow?
Yeah, their bungalow. A retreat in Hastings.
I bet they got that lovely conservatory, the lot there, climbing frame. I've got they got for the kids.
Do you know what he was building? He was building a par 3 golf hole in his garden at the time.
See, I said golf course. Dane Barrows has confirmed this. That's what I thought was
going on.
Yeah.
I bet. So is it nice? They got a swimming pool and all that sort of.
Yeah.
Probably got slides as well.
I bet they got the lot.
They got an arcade in there.
I didn't see one.
We don't need it so much now with the Xbox.
I remember they had that at the time. I was impressed. They was having TVs that come out of the ceiling, like.
Oh, blimey.
Cool. Yeah,
wow. Cool. This is a way to spend your money, isn't it? Sod charity.
This was a long time ago. I mean, it's for the norm now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, the TV's coming out.
I'm sure you've got that.
Yeah. Oh,
I bought an oil rig.
What the what the kids can't see at home is that this fella, he's got a body I could weep for.
Thank you. I've worked on it.
He's doing well, to be fair, Bell.
Not you, Ed. Oh, right.
Sorry. I've got quite conserved. I'm quite covered up today.
Yeah, you look shimmy. You're in your fitness gear, though.
He's usually got leggings on.
That's nice.
Do you know what he thinks? Listen, you've got to have a look at this. I know people at home can't see, but he thinks he's got amazing legs, right?
Right.
Now, the top half.
That's a leg, is it?
The bottom bits, I swear to God, they're chicken legs.
I've got good legs. This is the one thing they've got on me, and they wind me up about it every day.
The bottom bits, I don't know how you don't topple over.
I've got good legs.
Can't you do some work on your calves then?
That's what I've said. Put some stairs or something, mate. Leave the lifts alone.
Because they've been making us do, like, in choreography, they were making us do dance moves and this and that, and I just wasn't happy with that.
Yeah.
I don't want to dance. And we said that we made a big thing out
of
it.
Well, you're a rapper, aren't you?
Well,
rappers don't dance.
Jay-Z's a rapper.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't call you a rapper either. I thought that's what you called yourself.
I don't know what I'd call myself, but it's not a rapper, and it's definitely not a dancer.
And the working out business.
How did you make a living then? Somewhere in the middle.
Backing vocals.
When you do all that, you don't take people for, you know, exercise club. Are you a personal trainer?
Yeah, I am. I'm qualified, yeah.
Are you?
Do you have celebrity clients?
Do you have celebrity clients?
Yeah, I've trained a lot of celebrities.
Are you allowed to tell us?
Yeah, I'll train Mark Wright, Professor Green.
Pro Green?
Yes.
With the tattoos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speeding fine. Recently had a speeding fine.
I thought it was a code word.
No.
Speeding fine.
Recently had a speeding fine.
Oh, really?
Green and speeding fine.
Well, I mean, the thing is,
his new album as well. So
back in the old days, I mean, I was.
Hold on a minute. Who else have you trained famously?
I've trained.
Who was the first person you said?
Mark Wright.
Oh, from Essex?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. We're done.
Oh, I should do two. No, I need more.
Oh,
more. Two more and then we're done.
Two more. Who have I trained this
for? Or one more.
Arj.
Make him up.
No, you're not having him.
Tube driver.
Arj was from Towie as well.
No, I don't know him.
The boys from Blue?
The boys, the police.
Oh, a cannon and ball.
Yeah, Sting. He loves his training.
Okay.
Yeah. Police. Oh, well, good for you. That's brilliant. Nice. I would go in the gym, but it's no point now. If I was young, I was pretty buff.
How old are you, mate?
82.
82.
82.
That's good innings, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it ain't over yet, mate. Give us a chance.
I'm just preempting.
No, I mean, the thing, I was not, I was never that, you know, I was never too, you know, big up top, the old abs and all that, but the wonderful thing is I'm hung like a fucking horse. I have to kick it dry. So listen, let's hear this racket that is
whoa.
I'm kidding.
You might like it,
ladies and gentlemen. This is a song about doing it up the body. Flip reverse it, Blazing Squad. Dirty. I'm going to flip reverse it.
Are you?
Yeah. Going to go home and try that at home, then.
I'll put something on first.
Jumper. It's cold out there.
Pajamas.
And that was the message we were trying to bring across.
Well, kids, if you are thinking of doing that, don't. It's disgusting. So,
well,
I don't know.
Okay. Where were we, Barry?
Now, I really want to ask this one of Dane. Another level supporting Janet Jackson in 1998. That is a fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
You must have been about 12 years old.
I like that. Yeah, maybe 13. That was wicked for us. It was 32 dates around Europe. Yeah. We were doing like stadiums and arenas that were like 50,000, which was just phenomenal.
Yeah,
oh, lovely.
So it was wicked. She was cool. Funny enough, we actually met. 3T, which are Michael and basically it's their nephews.
That's Tito's kids,
yes,
isn't it?
And they were on the big reunion tour of us this year, so...
Tell me, did you ever see Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson in the same room at the same time?
The Toya is the one that you won't see.
The Toya and
Michael,
they think are the same person, don't they?
Is that right?
Yeah. Janet always talking about never been in the same room.
Well,
the same
when
person,
did you last see La Toya Jackson? She disappeared when he did.
She was in Big Brother, actually.
What, La Toya?
Yeah, she did Big Brother a few years ago.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
5-6 years ago.
Oh, and so was the other one, Jermaine. He did Big Brother.
A couple of them.
But
no, there is talk they could be the same person, Baz.
I think that's absolutely right. I think they was the same person. Well, I mean, it's easy to mix people up. We thought they was wanted when they come in here, didn't we? We don't know who it is.
Have you ever met, what's his name? From Abs, from Five?
Yeah.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
What about the other one? Phil Neville? Is he from Five?
Phil Neville.
Yeah. What? Is he in Five?
Richie Neville.
Do you know him?
We've met them over the years.
Cross Paths.
Yeah, because he's just been doing ski jumping on Channel 4.
Oh, yes.
I was very impressed with him.
Really?
When you see him next, tell him I was impressed with him. That should ring a bell.
Yeah, probably.
And you called him Phil Neville?
Yeah. Well, call him what you like. I don't care.
And Kenzie was recently... This is what I'd like... to be spotted. Recently spotted partying with Joey Essex in Dubai.
He's a nice fella.
I've just come back from... I was DJing out in Dubai, so I've just come back from there last week.
What's it like? You're not allowed to drink. They chop your hand off.
No, you can drink. No, you can drink.
Because it might be terrible on the decks if you've only got a stump and one hand. How does that work?
How do you put the needle on the record?
You can't put the needle on the record to get someone else to do it.
It's not vinyl anymore.
There's no skill in it anymore. Just turn the iPod on.
There's a play button and a volume.
A lot of skill.
What's it like DJing over there? Is it Saudi Arabians or is it mostly British?
It was a lot of British. A lot of air hostesses are based over there. Emirates girls. So
you get lucky?
Huh?
Did you get lucky?
I'm deep in retirement.
Are you?
Yeah.
I was actually there 2 weeks before him as well, DJing out there.
You get lucky?
He was deep in retirement.
I took the missus with me.
Oh, well, that's nice. So, presumably you did get lucky.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, he did.
And I didn't.
Okay.
But you've got a nice young lady
at the moment. She's lovely, yeah.
And but in all sense about this, you know, being in retirement, did you get a bit fed up with endless amounts of attractive young ladies?
Yeah, it was terrible.
No.
It was boring. I hated it.
Devastating.
But you don't do it so much now just because what gets in the papers. I say not so much. There's a couple of them out there in the office. But you don't. But you wouldn't do it what?
We had a good time when we were younger.
Yeah, well,
we'll give you some stories later to take
You've got to embrace it. You've got to embrace everything that life throws at you.
That's right. Yeah. Did you catch anything?
Okay,
don't worry about that.
Cold?
That's
a bit of a chest infection.
That's where they got the name Blazing Squad, because it done half smart down there. It does sting. Particularly if you're doing box number two, like that last song we played, Flip and Reverse. You know. But did you ever do that thing that I'm always told pop stars, that thing where you go out and you go, I'll have you, not you. Would you like to come and meet the band? Did that happen?
Well, we were the band.
Yeah, I know.
Did you send
someone else out?
Send someone else out?
Yeah.
You see someone in the front row and you go,
did.
Could you go and have a
word? No, because if they're in the front row, you know, you're always going to... No.
It's half you, because there's 10 of you. So they come in and then they think, that one. Yeah. It was the wrong one.
It was 10 in my band.
Because I was here, didn't the Rolling Stones, who were a big band in the 60s, they used to have their keys to their hotel hanging on their belt. And it sort of said, you know, the room number and the hotel, just to show the girls.
Oh, that's dangerous,
where you come.
I suppose Premier Inn number two doesn't really, with you
anyone
lot,
can travel find lodge. Travel lodge.
When you're sharing a family room with your bandmates.
With Lenny Henry, I suppose you are. Yeah.
Really quite the same.
Now, listen, fellas, you're going to have to go in a minute. Because there's a horde of girls outside
waiting for you.
I know
you're not interested in them.
That is a shame as well.
That is a shame. Just tell us one last time about where it's touring for any.
Where does it kick off?
It's The end of October.
Yeah.
I think it kicks off Newcastle.
I know we're at the O2 Arena on Saturday, the 17th.
Oh, yeah, Ideal Home Show's on there. That's right. Yeah,
we're going to be doing that.
That's a big landmark for us. That's a huge achievement. And coming into this, we wouldn't have expected that. So we're really looking forward to London. And London's our home as well.
You're going
to
come and see it?
Yeah, of course I'm going to be there.
No, I won't be. But thank you. No, I will. Of course I'll come.
I was upset then.
I'll definitely come. I'll bring the lot.
Yeah, if you can guarantee VIP suites, suites, and some suites,
and we'll be there. Backstage action.
Well, look, it's back door action.
That's right.
Well, you two can take everything that we can't embrace anymore.
Yeah, right. We can.
Bloody right. We'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you. What two lovely fellas, weren't they?
Very nice.
Very nice. We were a little bit
very
nervous.
Very media savvy. Oh, we were expecting a right pair of twats.
Not too far off then.
Yeah. No, lovely. All right, look, best of luck. Best of luck.
Yeah,
they were very nice. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Pleasure.
Freaky with you.
Yeah, me too.
Get freaky.
That is another level, that.
That is another level.
That is another level altogether.
Afterlife. Oh, no, it's not. That's the other song. What's that called? Want to get free.
Talking about licking.
Licking, I want to sip it.
Licking in that song. Shipping and licking.
Gasping. We're very lucky now, because on the phone, are you there, Belinda Stewart-Wilson?
I am.
Oh, darling.
Hello.
And now, listen, Belinda...
She's gone. Oh, we're going to have to get her back. We're going to have to, because that was going well.
I was really enjoying
that
interview.
That was a good conversation.
It kicks off so nicely. She said something that sounded a little bit like hello or something.
And then she must have sat on her phone.
But I think sometimes less is more,
isn't it? Well, that was Belinda Stewart-Wilson.
She will be appearing in the in-between and sound of it. Anyway, what else are we going to do?
Okay, well, I think we was going to talk... Weren't they lovely fellas?
Oh, weren't they lovely? We was a bit nervous about them turning up.
Yeah, we was, because I think there is a generation gap there.
I think there is.
But I think we managed to bridge it, Barry.
But it's nice to get in with the happening.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping that they can achieve something in the pop world.
Oh, my. And invite us along.
An entourage.
Yeah. I can certainly sweep up behind them up in front of them.
Well, that would be a change for Dane, because he normally does that, as we discussed.
Yeah.
I was worried we didn't include Kenzie enough.
Well, don't worry about it, because we did.
Are you sure we did?
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. Because I was like marking it off on my bit of pad. It's like a bit of Dane. Bit of Kenzie, bit of Dane. And it's come out pretty much 50-50.
Oh, that's good.
So you're all right, Barry.
That's good.
You have a totally unfounded worry.
It wasn't all about sexual conquest. We talked about music.
Most of it was.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got a couple of studs in the room. You want to know what they've been up to and how they do it. And
any tips they can pass
where
on.
Where they get it from, etc.
Well, I can see what the birds see in them, because they're both very attractive.
Yeah, getting on a bit now.
Well, they like that bit of maturity.
Yeah, exactly. It means they've done things, they've been places. And also, Barry, it means they got a bit of money now.
Well, let's be fair.
Yeah.
Some of the women who I, met over the years when I was younger, they only wanted me for my money. I never had none. And I'd take them out, I'd amuse them, dancing. You just go like dancing, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And go up Watford Coliseum, do a bit of dancing.
Yeah.
Latin American.
Salsa.
The Monkey Bossy, Latin two-step Tommy Popper.
Okay. Polka Walka Walka.
I've done the Polka Walka.
Widdly bop.
I've done a widdly bop.
Yes.
And the dancing, fine. But when it comes to, coughing up money, taking them out for a slap up dinner, no, I couldn't do it. And that's where it ended.
This story can keep.
Well, hold on to that, because I think we've got
story.
Belinda.
Hello?
Belinda. Hello, darling. I'm sorry we got cut off before.
What happened?
All right, my love.
What happened?
What happened?
No, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault.
Okay. She says it's not her fault, and that's why. We'll buy that.
We'll buy it. No one's blaming you.
Don't worry about it. Don't get defensive.
Bit spiky.
Well, I feel a bit bad. I feel a bit guilty for ruining your show, but...
Yeah. Well, don't worry about it. We've got over it.
We filled with a lot of substandard chitter-chatter that didn't really go anywhere.
Didn't land. None of it landed.
None of it landed.
So we're happy that you're back.
Frankly, we're relieved that while we were talking...
She knows here.
There was an army of people trying to reconnect us.
Pressing buttons.
Pressing buttons.
Pulling out wires.
Now, where are you, Belinda?
I'm at home at the moment.
Lovely.
How lovely. Can we
Northwest London.
Oh, that's nice. I live very near there.
Yeah. I don't think you do you, Barry?
No.
Belinda,
Belinda Stuart Wilson is most famous probably for playing Polly McKenzie in The Inbetweeners.
Yeah.
She's very, very popular. I know for a fact because I know her in real life.
Yeah.
I know her that she's just done a film.
Yes.
She's very busy doing a new Inbetweeners movie.
Yes.
And
what film she been doing?
What's the film you've just been doing?
What have you been doing, Belinda? What film?
Well, I did a thriller at the end of last year called The Brother, which is going to be brilliant.
Rubber?
Yes.
The Brother.
Okay. Shame it wasn't called Rubber, isn't it? I think that would have been a massive hit.
That's a different kind of film.
Yes, okay. I've seen a number of films with that theme in them. Right,
yeah.
Cool. And what happens in the Brother?
Yeah.
Well, it's all very gripping, and it's a kind of a psychological thriller, and I get to sort of fire a gun and be badly behaved and run around wearing nice clothes and looking glamorous. It's great.
Who else is in it?
Oh, Anthony Head.
From Niche Cafe adverts.
Yes, exactly, although he's moved on a bit from them now.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, anyone else we know?
And a couple of very good Canadian guys who you'd probably recognise if you saw them. But I don't have their CV in front of me, but they're very good.
All right.
No, I'm not very good on young Canadian actors, funny enough.
It doesn't come
into my remit, really.
Into your orbit.
My orbit. No. Tell us about The Inbetweeners, because that's a film that's, coming out again. There's a number, Inbetweeners 2, isn't
there?
An Inbetweeners 2. We've just finished shooting that. It's all very exciting. I'm not really allowed to tell you much detail. Suffice to say that you will be seeing a little bit more of me.
You will be?
Really, Belinda?
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything saucy, like, because you are viewed as,
prim
and proper.
Yeah.
Do you do
that? Oh, no, I'm very prim and proper. I don't do anything untoward. Don't worry about that.
Because we had Alex McQueen on here the other week.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
He is brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's a lovely fella. And that's the main thing. I've been out with him before and people want to stop him in the street. It's huge in between us, isn't it? Do you get bothered
by
young teenage boys?
I get a bit of bother here and there. It depends where I am and what I'm doing. But it can get quite exciting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet.
And so
keeps you on your toes.
It keeps me on my toes. Yeah. It keeps me young.
Yeah.
Swinging my step.
You're beautiful.
But the boys get a lot of attention, I think. They're kind of treated like rock stars. If you follow them into HMV, they get sort of
mobbed
into a rugby scrum.
Blimey.
And why do you think that The Inbetweeners is so popular, apart from the attractive boys and the attractive female lead, which is you?
And the knob gags.
Well, I think at the end of the day, Barry, everyone, particularly in this country, loves a bit of, dirty potty mouth humour.
I think that's true, actually, Belinda. I'm a massive fan of that.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
The filthier, the better.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. At the end of the day, rude stuff is funny if it's done well, which it is in The Inbetweeners.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. And we've got, I know for a fact that you grew up in various postings all over Europe and what have you. And
you've been doing your research.
No, I haven't. Oh, we've got a young man who does he that. Does he just hands that. Me this. But I do know a thing or two about you, Belinda. Do you think that growing up with all these experiences has made you a better actress? Has it made you a better actress? You know, you're not just in North London drinking coffee, bemoaning your agent. You've actually been places in your life. Done stuff. Do you think it's...
I think that might have... Yeah, hopefully it's added something, a little bit of magic stuff to my acting technique. But I think one develops and grows all through your life, don't you? So
I like to think I've had a few
more
screen.
Experiences since I was a child that have helped me become what better, and I will continue to get
When you went to various schools, oh, it must have been difficult settling down.
Yeah.
If you, because your dad was a military man.
Does teach you to make friends quite easily. You know, you have to uproot, but that's the life of an actor, isn't it? Actors have to make friends very quickly. You go, one minute you're sitting waiting for the phone to ring, twiddling your thumbs, and the next minute you're on a train going to Scotland to meet a group of people you don't know, and then you've got to get on with them very immediately because you have to work with them and you have to trust them.
So moving around, like when you was a young lady, like going from school to... Sorry, Belinda, it's Angela Sepperfilm, you're here. Hello, my sweet, sweet darling. Going around like school to school, you know, you have to get in with people, you know, pretend you like them, you know, very, very quickly. Yeah. So it's very similar to acting, isn't it? Like, you know, you have to get in there
and you have to
pretend you like people and then get on with the job and then go and then never speak to them again.
That's very, very, pretty much it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
You've captured that very beautifully. You should maybe write that down somewhere.
No, I've written a book and I was just trying it out on you and it's come back positively. So that's staying in.
What, just repeating what Belinda had said about 2 minutes before?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Just repeat
recapping.
It.
Recapping.
talking of getting on with people in awkward circumstances.
Here we are.
What on earth did you feel like when you had to do what was quite frankly quite a sexual photo shoot for Loaded, FHM and Razzle? How did you feel?
I never did Razzle.
Oh, sorry.
You should have done.
Sorry, that was just my imagination. But when you don't, I'm not saying you've done Razzle or Escort or any of the top shelf gentlemen's publications. FHM and Loaded, was it embarrassing to do?
Know what it was? It's all very painless, really, because it's all very organised and styled, and it's not like you're just you're slightly, you have a bit of control over what you're doing. You have a lot of control, and you're allowed to sort of say what you want to wear and what you don't want to wear, and you don't have to do anything you don't want to.
Well, can I just say that?
And I just did it because I thought it was quite funny to be asked at the age of 40. So I went, you know what? Okay, then I will.
You were 40 when you done that, Belinda.
You what?
You were 40 when you done that.
I was 40 when I did that. That's why I did it. That was my kind of my reasons in a stab of feminism. You're allowed to be in a thing like that at the age of 40.
Do you know what? I was 80 when I purchased it as well, very magazine. I've never purchased it before, but it, I think you look ever so nice in it. Very pleasant, very pretty. Very, very
Thank
pretty.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It means a lot. It means a lot for me.
Would you sign it for me?
Oh, of course, any time.
When?
Yeah.
Specifically?
Okay. Well, maybe we can sort something out.
No, let's have a date.
Now you can meet him at King's Cross.
Do you want it now? Are you in the diary now?
It's laminated. But I mean, she's very beautiful in real life.
What's your beauty regime?
What's your regime?
Talk us through your regime, your products, etc.
Well, you know what? I drink a lot of water. I try and get a lot of sleep.
That wasn't water when I last saw you, trust me. Go on, a lot of water, yes. What
a lot
else?
Of water, a lot of sleep, beauty sleep, a lot of exercise.
Yes.
And
what's your exercise
I do spend money on good products. You know, I believe in good products.
Okay. Like what?
In fact, I could probably write a makeup column if I was given the opportunity. I'm quite clueless about that kind of thing. because I'm quite vain because I'm an actress. I think that's one of the things about being an actress. Yeah.
Does one need to spend a lot of money on, you know, ointments and day creams that have been used to blind rabbits?
Reduce the appearance of ageing. Reduce
can
the appearance.
It be reduced, allegedly, yeah. I think it's all about finding what works for you, and some things really do work better than others, and quite often you get what you pay for, but not necessarily all the time. And you know, there are a lot of stuff out there that works without being expensive.
Okay.
So it's a question of finding what works.
Do you put Boswell
on your
face?
But I'm so glad
you're
taking such an interest in this.
Do you put Boswell Ops on? I use a good coal tar soap.
Polyfill.
Oh, dear, I love the smell of that.
I do that. And this is honest to God. I went into Superdrug yesterday to get my Margaret something nice. For her birthday that's coming up, and there's a lady there, and I said, I want to put a bit of cream on my wife's face. What type should I use as him?
Yeah.
And she said, what kind of skin has your wife got?
Well, and I said, pink skin.
Pink? Is that a crime now, isn't it? I said, normal. And she says, is it tight? Is it dry?
Well, it's not tight
is it
now,
it's
is it?
Certainly not tight.
Yeah, it's only down by her ankle.
It's about down by her ankle. I got her some peppermint foot lotion from Body Shop. Right. It's only a couple of inches up, and it's going to apply it to her face, you know. I mean, how do I know what a lot of bunkum? What a lot of bunkum.
I agree. Do you know, I was in Superdrug the other day, Belinda, and I was fiddling about with the Old Spice boxes.
Yes.
And the lady behind the counter, she said, excuse me, will you leave that alone, please?
Oh,
don't get that out. I went, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I went up to the counter and she said, you don't want to wear Old Spice. You'll smell like my ex-brother-in-law.
Weird.
And then it turned out you were ex-brother-in-law.
Exactly.
Was it Ruby's sister?
Yeah, she was. She'd wipe me out of her brain.
Smell can do that.
Yeah.
Can bring you back.
I stank.
What sort of perfume do you use? What are you, panache? Lanthric?
No, I don't wear any of
those. Belinda. What would you put behind your ears?
I like to keep it quite classy, quite minimal, you know.
Oh, go on.
Cheek. But I don't think I'm going to tell you what my signature scent is. I think that should be a private issue between a lady and her ears.
Okay.
Well, next time we see you, we'll give you a good sniff and we'll have a guessing game.
Have a good whiff behind
your
ears.
I quite like to put a dab on the back of my knees as well. That's another good place to put it.
Just in case.
Just in case.
You never know who's down there.
Well, I suppose. Do you have people going round the back of your knees occasionally?
No, it's just it's got a pulse point, hasn't it? So it releases the.
I'm not going to go into it.
Even when you got trousers on.
My trousers?
Yeah, when you got trousers on, you still stick it behind
your
knee?
No, I wouldn't bother if I had trousers on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't bother because I wear trousers, so I don't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go near it.
Just a little dab on the wrist.
Little dab on the wrist. Yeah, that's it.
Well, you do smell lovely. I've met you both, and you both smell of roses anyway.
I know. And I don't wear anything either.
No.
All natural scent. It's mothballs.
I quite like the smell of mothballs.
Yes, so do I, Belinda. So do I.
My wife always says, I'm not much of a smelly man, she says. You ain't much of a smelly man, you know. Some men stink, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They stink.
Absolutely, pen and ink.
Pen and ink.
Yeah,
you know.
You're difficult to buy for at Christmas because of that, aren't you, Barry?
Me?
Yeah.
They say, oh, shall I get some? No, don't get nothing.
Because he won't wear it.
He won't wear it. He'll only sit there.
He'll only re-gift it.
He'll only re-gift it to someone else.
Yeah. Re-gifting's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good. I mean, eBay is also fantastic. Just to let you know. Oh, okay. If you get something you don't like, straight on eBay. Right on it.
We got some mandarins, a tin of mandarins that we had in the back of the cupboard.
All right.
Stuck it on eBay.
On eBay.
Nothing. Didn't get any.
How much did you get for that then?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Not a bite.
In the long run, it ends up costing you because you've got to pay fees.
You've got to pay your upload fee.
You've got to upload fee, take a photo of the mandarins. I made Margaret. she got the can opener, got one out, put it on the saucer. You do a close-up. You pay extra for the extra photo. I said, well, how many segments do we want? She said, one looks very much like another.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, well, just put a couple of segments, you know.
This sounds labour-intensive to me, Barry.
Well, we dabbed a bit of the mandarin syrup on it. Not one bit. Behind your knee. Which is funny because she's got orange peel skin anyway, Margaret. It was appropriate.
It's all them suntans, isn't it?
Them suntans. Well, look, I'll tell you what. You do need to wear a factor 50 when you go.
I know I do. I've got very, very pale skin.
My missus, we went out Torremolinos way a couple of years ago for a second honeymoon.
Right.
Got a lying on her front on the beach, and we'd been kissing and cuddling. And what you do need a factor 50. She asked me to spray all over her back. Bit of a misunderstanding. I've got a court case coming up. Oh, Belinda.
Good, clean fan.
Belinda said her very self a bit of rudeness goes down.
She likes a bit of filth.
Nothing wrong with it.
Big fan of the carry.
I've noticed, Barry, that you do your quite rude. You like your rude humour, don't you, Barry?
Was that a crime?
On the edge, aren't you?
Oh, is that a crime?
No, it's not a crime.
The awkward squad, is it?
The awkward squad. Oh,
pardon me. Sorry, Jermaine Greer. Sorry. Oh, dear. Yeah. Let's all burn our bras. Yeah. Oh, pardon me.
The quality police.
The quality police. Oh, okay.
So what you got coming up next then, Belinda? Anything just like, you know, just lazing around, or what are you doing? Anything nice?
Well, I've got a couple of things in the pipeline that I'm not allowed to talk about, obviously.
Good stuff. That's convenient.
That's a help, isn't it?
Okay.
We've only got 3 hours to fill.
On a talk show,
isn't it? Fantastic.
Well, look, I'll tell you what, we're going to let you go and apply some you know,
scent.
Product.
Put some
scent.
On.
Some scent behind your legs.
Behind your legs. knees. Hope you're knees. Anyway, listen, it is an absolute
it's a pleasure.
Pleasure to speak to you, and we wish you'd come in. Likewise.
What a voice you've what got, can voice. I just say? I mean,
can I come in and see you both next time?
Would you? I will.
Yeah.
Would you come in?
I so would. I'd love to see you both, give you a big hug, you know?
Belinda, you must come in.
Yes, that'd be lovely.
More than
I
welcome.
Think you're both brilliant. I think I've got a crush on both of you.
Yeah.
I need to take a piss. Belinda.
Yeah, well, that's nice, isn't it? End it with that. It's nice to dream. Yeah.
All right, Belinda. Nice. Good luck, darling.
I'll sleep on that.
All right, my love. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it. And I'll see you both soon.
All right. Okay. This is Arcade Fire in the meantime. Bye-bye, darling. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Sleep well, baby.
Bye-bye.
Spooky.
1-2-1-2.
Hello.
Is there anybody there?
Arcade Fire. That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? If you put in all your pennies all your on the shelf, and it blew up.
I wonder if it's named after an arcade fire.
That happened.
It's probably named after when Brighton Pier burnt down.
Arcade Fire with. If only the council had looked at regulations.
Exactly. And it just chewed things up a little bit. Because the whole thing was made of wood, wasn't it?
Well, that was an accident waiting to happen, wasn't it? Have you ever been? Do you go to arcades? I saw you keen on arcades.
I'm always in the arcade, you know. Yeah,
because. Well, you are,
Well, like, you know, if I come into any money.
Yeah.
You know,
the first thing I do
is invest it. Invest the money. They say invest the money, and so I say yes. I invest the money.
Yeah.
I stick some of it on an horse.
Yeah, exactly.
I buy 10 to 15 scratch cards.
Yeah,
but I'll always save a couple of hundred quid they stick it in the fruity.
Well, you know what? Knowing about money and financial matters is very important. You're a whiz when it comes to that sort of thing.
Yes, I am.
And if anyone's said, very important, you're not part of the Independent Financial Authority, you don't have any track
I don't do. Well, you know, it's just red tape, isn't it?
It's red tape at the end of the day. Yeah. I mean, you can go on futures market, you can go on all sorts of ethical investments, but nothing beats nudging up to three bells. You know? Nothing beats
That's right, Barry. And that is a sound investment, because if you can get the nudge pot, like you're looking at seven triple bars. And then, right, in a line, if you get that lot matched up, you're looking at ding, 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 and that is the golden sound, isn't it?
So, you know, for any listeners out there, the only advice I can give is always hold the cherries.
Yeah.
Always hold the first two cherries, because if you have a random spin,
that's right.
you get three cherries.
Yeah, the odds are on, the odds are on there of getting a super nudge.
A super nudge up and...
jackpot.
That's it. So
but I get a lot of my financial advice. I see people. I go and see people like spiritual healers.
Oh yeah.
I've just thumbed through the magazines and I check them out. And if I see one I like the look of, the name of, I'll give them a ring and they will give me the advice.
It's very instinctual.
Very instinctual. For example, the other day I rang someone called Mr. Fardell.
Yes. Were you asking about your investments?
I was saying, Mr. Fardell, I'll give me a ring. I say, look, I'll come in a little bit of money. Let's not talk about how I've come into the money, but I need to know.
None of his business.
It's got absolutely nothing to do with it.
Absolutely nothing to do.
I am willing to give a large proportion of it to you, Mr. Fardell, if you can tell me what to do with it. And he is a specialist. I found him in the back of the paper. And
You've got it here, mate.
Yeah, I have. He's a specialist. He's a spiritual healer with many years' experience. He can advise on problems such as love, relationships, career, immigration, luck, and many more.
Well, the one that leaps out there is luck.
That's
because I've always been very, very lucky.
It's a science of luck.
When I got redundancy from the printers in Watford,
some years ago.
We're going back here, aren't we?
I'm going back here, but
I had some 12 or 13 thousand men.
Right. That's what they give you when you
That's what they give you.
And the carriage clock and all that
And
stuff.
The carriage clock.
Yeah, the pen.
I went to a spiritual healer operating out of Watford Market.
Right.
I says, I've got the money. What do I do with it?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you know what he did?
What did he say?
He turned over a couple of cards.
Yeah.
They weren't Ouija board cards. They're playing cards. Yeah.
Jack of clubs, top
trumps. And he turned them over and he said...
You remember it like it was yesterday, didn't you, Barry? Yeah.
And he said to me...
Yeah, yeah. What did he say, Barry?
I don't know. It's all coming back now.
He said to me...
He flipped them over and he read the cards. It's a science.
What were the cards?
Oh, sorry. The cards was...
Nine of diamonds?
Jack of diamonds.
We all know what that means.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. It means... Well, first of all, I had to give him £700 there and then. Because...
Just to see the Jack of diamonds.
You can't put a price on magic.
No.
You can't put a price on spirituality or luck.
Yeah, exactly. It's a science.
So I said, all right, £700. Oh, fine. Margaret wasn't too happy. You know, I sent her off to buy something.
Yeah, but she doesn't understand the investment you're making.
They don't. I said, Margaret, when it comes in, look, you do the housekeeping, look after. When it comes to long-term investments, I'm going to my friend, Mr. Baba, at Watford Market. He can see into the future.
Give him 700 quid.
£700. He turned over the next one and said, oh, sorry, you've lost it.
What, the money?
And that's the way, nature of investment.
Yeah, but that is how it goes.
That's how
investments
it goes.
Go up
two
and
clubs,
down.
Two clubs, you've lost it. I said, okay.
Nothing certain
in the market.
No.
And I didn't mention it to Margaret. I thought what I'd do is I'd go back because Watford market's on Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Saturday, and Friday. So I went in on the Friday. I thought I'd better try and get it back. He asked for another £700. He turned over the three of hearts.
Right.
And he went, oh, it's inconclusive. Can you come back on Saturday? Yeah. So I'm down.
Give you another £700.
I'm £1,400 down by this stage. So I didn't tell Margaret.
No.
And I went back again and I thought, I'll give him £300. I can't do.
And
he'd gone. But that's the nature of the market.
That is the nature of the market. Sometimes they're there and sometimes they're not there.
He'd been replaced by a hardware store.
Yeah, we'd probably been arrested.
Well, it's a little bit harsh because I think he knew what he was talking
about. No, I'm not. I'm saying he knew what he's talking about. I'm just saying that the powers that be don't necessarily know what the value of his advice is. If he's just like, all they see is him turning over cars and making something up.
Yeah.
And you're handing over £1,400.
I've been taking advantage of.
Yeah, they think you're being robbed, but you're not.
No, what would you see Mr. Fardell about then?
Well, I say a similar sort of thing, you know. It's like, Mr. Fardell, I've come into some money here.
No matter how.
Yeah.
None of your business. It doesn't matter. None of your
it's got
damn
nothing
business.
To do with you, how nothing. I've come into it, nothing. Mate. But I do think that you should give me some advice on how best I should invest this money. Okay.
Well, yeah,
and he said, I won't do the accent.
No.
But he said, of course I will, but, you know, let's just get brass tacks here. Let's have £1,000 of it.
And right.
I said, of course, that goes without saying. So I hand over £1,000.
Speculate to accumulate.
Exactly. I hand over £1,000. And then he gets up from his room. He gets up from his seat in his house.
Yeah.
And then he opens the curtains. I thought, what's going on there? He's up to something.
Yeah.
You know, and he opens his curtains. And then he looks for the sun.
Oh, the sun in the sky.
Yeah, there's the sun in the sky, but there's clouds there, and it's all covered up.
Right.
And he says to me, things are uncertain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So at this time, just keep hold of the money. If you want to go down the bookies, go down the bookies.
Fine.
If you don't want to go down the bookies, don't go down the bookies. Okay. And I said, thank you very much. And I was happy with that.
Yeah.
Because I was paid £1,000, so I put value on it.
You know, if you hadn't paid £1,000, what would you say? I'm sorry, I don't know.
No.
Curtain's closed.
Exactly.
Curtains,
I can't
closed.
I can't read it. I can't see what's going on out there today. And that is, you know, it's money incentivises him.
Well, how did you get, I mean, you don't have to tell him, but how did you get the money in the first place?
Well, I was just a series of very, very shrewd investments.
Which were what?
I invested some money in, you know, like carpets.
Yes.
And I invested some money in stocks that go up and down. And most of it was my share but it was a lot of it was nicked.
I see.
From my mate Kenny. Who put me on to, like...
Mr. Fardell.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It turns out they're working together.
Oh, yeah.
But I was very pleased for Kenny, because he said, you know, go see Mr. Fardell, because he knows what he's talking about. But then, you know, you can't always believe everything that Kenny says.
No.
Well, you know, he takes heroin.
Well, yes. But a lot of them top-line financial people do. It's like, what was that
Walsh film? Wolves from Wall Strips.
I mean, you know.
A lot of them are on drugs.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy lives. I wouldn't like that.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, no, I wouldn't like that.
And you're paying for it, mate.
Well, I mean.
And you're paying for it. If it was free, I would like it.
Yeah.
But if I had to fork out for it, I wouldn't like it. Because I don't have the money.
No, well, not anymore, Mr. Fardell.
No, he said most of it. Yeah. And well, his advice was wrong, let me tell you that.
What, really?
Yeah, his advice was wrong.
Well, if it started raining, you would have probably just kept your money in your pocket.
Yeah, I wouldn't have given him, but I gave him the money and I went down the bookies and it was wrong. I lost a lot.
I tell you what I found in here right next to them classified ads. Two's company in a Watford Observer.
Mm.
There's, if anyone's out there, we've we've had given some financial advice, and I hope that's been a service
been
to
helpful,
you.
Been helpful, isn't it?
But if you are romantically in the red, if you're overdrawn to the tune of loneliness.
Very nice, Barry. Very nice.
I'm offering up this Two's Company, here we are, A Heart Full of Love. Mm-hmm. See if any of these tick your box.
I know what you mean. Heart full,
homely, London female, 59, green eyes, fair hair, curvy, that means fat, yeah. Would like to meet a gentle, caring man with a good sense of humour for a long relationship.
Or a short one, depending on how things go.
So if that's out there for you, please get in contact. Pure Happiness, handsome, caring.
Me.
Handsome, I'll be the judge of that. Born and Wood male, 39, 6 foot, blue eyes, the blue eyes and standard size, that's not the 6 foot bit. Brown hair, slim build, likes pubs, alcoholic, music, cooking, fat, and cycling. Would like to meet a single lady.
Right.
25 to 40. He's nearly 40. You'll be lucky, mate.
25 to 40.
Yeah.
Is that the window he's operating?
That's the window. He's up for love and romance.
The window for love.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, I went out on a date the other day.
Oh yeah, who was that with?
She was some girl. Yeah, hello. And yeah, it went quite well.
Did you meet her off an agency or?
No. I took her out, actually. I took her out up west. I hit her with my bike. I took her right out.
Yeah.
So after I'd scraped her up off the floor, I got her number. And I said, come on, let's go out for a date, you know. So I took her out on this date, and it went pretty good, pretty well. And then at the end of the night, you know, she didn't have any money, and you know, she wanted to get home and that whatever. And I said, no, I'm not going to stick you in a cab, love.
Oh yeah,
stick you in a cab,
yeah.
You know. And she said, no, I haven't got any money. I said, look, I will lend you the money for getting a cab. She said, don't worry about it, my angel. Right. So I stuck her in the cab, I lent her the money, and I kept her shoe as a deposit.
Nice.
Yeah. But we haven't seen each other since. And it's just as well, you know, because I've got a shoe, though. You know?
I think, I suppose it's something, a keepsake.
It's a keepsake. Yeah. It would have been nice to have the opportunity to give it back, like a Cinderella story.
If she's out there, could you just describe her to anyone out there? You know, describe if there's a lady out there with one shoe.
That's right, one shoe.
Hair all down her back. None of her head, just down her back.
Just down her back.
Pleated tennis skirt. If it's you out there.
Just down below her knees. A tennis jumper.
Yeah.
Like a cricket tennis jumper, with stripes on it.
Very thin lady.
Very, very thin. Very,
features
very
in single file. She was that.
Thick glasses. Gorgeous. Like covered in bling
all around neck, was it?
Yeah, all over her neck. Like all Mr. over T, neck. She looked like.
Like Mr. T in a tennis skirt.
That's right.
With one shoe.
One shoe.
If you're out there,
one leg.
Oh, she had the one. Well,
she
that's.
She only had the one leg.
She didn't miss the one shoe. Yeah. And also, with some of your money in her pocket, no doubt.
Well, no, to be fair, she used that for the cab, I presume. But I've got her shoe, so she wants it back.
You want it back? Get in touch with FUBAR.
That's right. And I'm more than willing to meet you. Wherever you like.
Somewhere where she doesn't have to walk too far with the bun.
Yeah, no, I'll go around her ass or whatever she wants to do. However she wants to play it.
However
but
you
I
want
have
to
got
play,
a shoe.
The ball's in your court, which, you know, playing tennis is probably
That's
quite...
very apt.
Apt. Yeah. The ball's in your court. Leave it out to... If you want to meet him, fine. If not, move on.
Go online.
Go online. Move on.
Forget about it. I'm not interested anyway.
Look.
I don't care.
You know, they're not
I'm only thinking of you and your shoe.
Okay. Well, look, in the meantime, this is a Magic Numbers. Yeah. Magic Number by De La Soul. Get it right.
Oh, I like that.
Flipping
one.
Idiot.
Yeah. No more, no less. Chicka-chicka-break. 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 Chicka-chicka-break.
three's a magic number. Not in the case of Diana, Charles and the other one.
Camilla Parker.
Camilla Parker Bowles.
Who ironically has got three names.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I like him, Camilla. I think he's great.
Yeah,
he's give him a
nice.
Couple of drinks. I bet he's great fun.
He's good laugh, isn't he?
He's a great fella, isn't he? Anyway, listen, we got...
Shame he's got a girl's name.
Yeah, there's another one with lots of names.
The boy named Sue.
Lots of names, isn't it? Them, all them pushies. We had Belinda Stewart-Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we'll get Camilla Parker Bowles on it.
Yeah, we'll have a word with someone. We'll get that for next week. She'll be coming on the show next week, Camilla Parker Bowles.
Camilla Parker Bowles next week will be on.
Terence Trent D'Arby.
Terence Trent D'Arby. Freeman Hardy Willis. Well,
K.G. Lang.
K.D. Lang. Stephen Gerrard. Frank Lampard. And another forward I can't think of.
Wayne Rooney.
Now, in the meantime, we've got someone who's phoned in. He's on line one. There's only one
line.
Is that Ben?
Hello, Ben.
Yes, it is. Hello.
Oh, hello. Finally, we get to talk to you, Ben.
Oh, we've been trying to get hold of you for a while.
Trying to get hold of you for months now. And what? There you are. What a lovely voice you've got.
Ben, have you got a triple-barreled surname?
I don't know. I've only got a normal surname.
You sound like you've got a triple-barreled surname.
I wish I did. It's quite cool.
Is another one born with a silver spoon in his nose?
Yeah, I think so. He sounds proper posh. Where are you calling from, Ben?
I'm calling from Cornwall.
Oh, that is nice.
Miles away. Why come you're calling from Cornwall? What, do you listen on the internet, do you?
I do indeed, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get an idea of the demographic.
Yeah. When it obviously listens on the internet, what do you think is hearing this via a megaphone?
Space station.
A spray station?
Satellite.
What do you want, Ben, anyway?
What do you want?
Let's cut to the chase.
What do you want?
What on earth do you want?
I need some advice.
Well, you've come to the right place, Ben. You've come to the right place, my friend. Okay, fire away.
Okay, so I'm currently living with a few friends.
Okay.
And one of them recently, over the last couple of months, has become, the only way to put it is a bit of a bitch. Very grumpy.
Okay. When did this start?
Yeah, and so I'd say probably about a month, maybe just a little bit more ago.
Right.
And it's kind of built up.
Right.
And it's got to that point.
Does she know you're calling in?
You know, she doesn't at the moment.
Okay. So, So, is there anything you can think of, Ben, that might have triggered this off?
Other than the obvious female problems, not at all.
What's that? That
the obvious female problems, you say?
So, what is saying?
Diets.
Thing,
is it? Like talking, beauty ratio?
Talking during the football.
Yeah, like cooking problems?
Lack of understanding.
Washing up stuff.
Yeah. How does it manifest? How does it manifest itself, Ben? I mean, what does she do? Is she bitchy or does she?
She's just like a bit snappy. You can't do what you want. You have to do what she does.
How many people live in this house?
There's four of us.
Okay, and is it three blokes, one girl?
No, two guys and two girls.
Okay, so Ben, how is she getting on with the other people in the house?
It's kind of a similar situation, but not to my extent. I think maybe it's...
Oh, I see. So you're getting the brunt of her snake tongue, shall we call it. Okay, Ben, how old are you, please?
I'm 20 this year.
Okay, Ben, are you studying at college, university?
Yes, I am.
What are you studying?
I study fine art at Falmouth.
Oh, thank God for that. Just what the country needs. It's on its knees.
Another fine artist, yeah.
Thank God.
We'll see you on some pavement soon,
mate. I mean, I bet the Germans are shitting themselves. The Japanese, another fine artist. Well done.
Yeah, charcoals and pavement for you.
Thank God.
Now, what is it she's studying?
She studies television production.
Jesus, thank God, there's another one there.
That's good, the world needs another one of them. Now, listen, so you're getting a brunt of her bitchiness.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She is also 20.
Okay. Ben, the only thing I can think of...
Can I just say, Angelo's building up a very nice psychological profile. He's written it on the back of this newspaper. He's okay. now like Mr. Fardell himself. He's glancing out the window.
Look at the sun.
And Angelos Epithemio.
The sun has gone in, however, because it's night time.
He's now prepared to offer his advice. Here we go.
I think she fancies you, Ben.
That's it.
That never crossed my mind.
Well, you haven't got the experience that what I've got with the birds. When they talk to you like
in a nasty
piece
way,
of shit like you are, like nothing, it usually means that they want you to ask them to go and see Avatar or something like that. You know, they want you to go and see a band together. They want your attention. They don't know how to get it.
Tell me if I'm wrong, it goes like this. It goes, Ben, I don't like you. I don't want to be in the same house as you. I'm not interested in your chalk drawings. I'm going to get into London. I'm going to produce TV and I don't want to see you again. I don't like you in the morning when I get up in the morning. I don't like to see your face at lunchtime.
I don't like to see you in the evening when we're all watching telly.
I don't like it when you make a cup of tea. I'm offended when you come in and just say good morning into me. I don't like it when you pass over the remote control for the television. I don't like it when you offer me some money to catch a bus or you volunteer to make a sandwich. I don't like it when you go out the back and put out the washing on the line.
It's basically, this is a green light, mate.
Get in there.
Get in there, my son.
Get in there, my son. Yeah.
Do you think that is do you fancy her, Ben?
I wouldn't say it's a mutual opinion, no.
You wouldn't say it's a mutual opinion. Nah. What does that mean, Ben? Be more specific.
What does it mean? Come
be
on.
More specific. Be more specific.
I mean, she's not the most attractive person to me.
I see. Physically, you mean?
I see.
Physically. Both, I
guess. Do you have a girlfriend, Ben?
Not at the moment.
Beggars can't be choosers, mate.
Beggars can't be choosers. You want to see what's dangling from the tree, mate.
What you need to do is when you're pointing the finger at other people, remember there are three fingers pointing back at you, mate.
Ben.
What do you do that might wind her up a bit?
Yeah, let's get to the nuts and bolts of this.
Let's get to the nitty gritty.
Nitty gritty, mate. What are you doing? What's so good about you, Ben?
You can dish it out, mate.
Can you take it?
Can you take it, son? What do you do?
Proper posh.
Yeah, for a kickoff. Go on then.
Go on, what are you doing?
What do I do? Well, obviously I do a bit of drawing. Well done.
Very nice.
I'm quite messy, I guess.
Fantastic. What else do you do? What else do you do, Ben?
Play a bit of sport. I'm
got any money? Got any money?
Sorry?
Got any money?
Not really. Not really.
What is she accusing you of? I mean, what does she say about you? What's the nasty bit? What has she said you like?
She hasn't really said what. Well, she just gets annoyed when I'm messy, I'm noisy.
Fair enough, isn't it?
Quite a lot.
I bet you are annoying.
Yeah, probably.
You probably are. You swear? What do you do? You get in her face? You get up in her grill?
No, I'm not like that. I don't do the whole, like, squaring up thing, but I swear quite a lot.
What does the other girl make of you? I mean, does she similarly...
Does she like it when you show off, Ben?
Yeah, she does, actually.
Okay. Yeah, seems like it's a little bit... Do you fancy the other girl?
Yes, you do, don't you?
She's a very lovely girl.
Oh, he does. We've got to the root of this.
Dirty monkey.
We've got to the root of this. Right, what's going on here is...
Listen to this now, go on.
Do you want to name names? Do you want to name names, Ben? What's the name of the one that you fancy?
No, fair enough.
Let's call her June. You fancy June, right?
And July.
And she fancies you. The other one, let's call her May.
Call her May.
She has spotted what's going on here. She wants in on it, right? But she knows she can't have it. She starts acting out, starts saying, as if I would ever like him. He's an idiot. He's an absolute idiot. And you may be, I don't know. But that is what is going on. It is called jealousy.
It's the old green-eyed monster.
Rearing its ugly head.
No more, no less. Well, I do hope that has helped in some way, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you plan? How do you plan to act on it?
Can you take her out? Take her out, Coombe. Take her out.
Maybe, yeah. So maybe if I take both of them out.
No, don't do that. That would be a disaster. No? Just take out the one you like.
Okay.
I see a bright future. What does she do, the one that you fancy? What does she do?
She studies illustration.
Oh, well, it's perfect, isn't it? The fine artist and the illustrator. Well, I tell you what, mate, don't get married because the future's very bleak for you two as a couple.
Absolutely.
Because you aren't going to make any
money.
But it's nice to have a little bit of fun whilst you're pretending to study.
Okay,
Ben.
Okay, son.
I hope that's been really helpful for you.
Yeah, that has. Thank you.
I know it has.
Well, listen, son, it's lovely to speak to you down there at Art College. I would get to bed early because you want to be up for Jeremy Kyle in the morning. And, you know, loose women don't wait for everyone.
No, exactly. That won't watch itself.
No night, old son.
All right. Enjoy the surfing.
Good luck. Good luck. Bye. Lovely.
Bye,
how do we... Well, thank you very much, Angelos. And what sort of advice would you have for anyone who has unrequited love like Miss June? Well, or someone like him who's never going to be employed? What sort of
advice? I think I've given all the advice on it. You know, what I like to do when I'm giving advice, Barry, I do it on a case-by-case basis.
It's very difficult to have a catch-all, one-size-fits-all.
Because there isn't. There's no such thing. You have to take the facts, you have to weigh up the facts, and then you have to deliver your analysis.
Yeah, of the situation. Well, good luck, Ben. Good luck, everyone.
Has he gone?
He has gone. I don't know what he's doing now, but probably
drawing, isn't he?
Precious nothing. Little. If anyone wants to phone in and ask Angelos Epithemia any advice, he's got a wealth of advice, this fella.
And Barry will facilitate it.
I will facilitate. I've lived a bit.
He'll prod you in the right direction.
I'll prod you in the right direction. Look, in the meantime, this is Tenacious D with Tribute.
Good luck with that.
Good luck, everyone. Please phone in.
Please do.
Please.
Because we've got nothing to do.
Please.
Really.
50 minutes to go. Here we go. Big finish.
The climax.
Oh, that's Tenacious D. Jack Black, isn't it?
Push me over the hill, that one.
Jack Black. Listen, we're going to continue with the...
The phone-in.
The Agony Aunt. The Agony Aunt. And we've got online...
She's gone.
Maybe her problem was she don't know how to use the phone.
Well, we'll find out.
Because presumably... Now, look, there's all panic now.
All buttons being pressed and phones. It's like Wall Street out there.
Where did you train for your advice? I mean, or is it just life experience?
Oh, the School of Hard Knocks. The School of Hard Cocks. I've been around.
I was at the School of Hard Knocks, and even that failed its Ofsted.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant. Let me write that down.
Yeah, no, write down.
School
Crowbar
of Hard Knocks.
Crowbar that into
in
your
set.
Routine.
What's very embarrassing is a couple of times Dame Bowers and that was here. I'd go.
Kenji.
I mean, probably Kenji in the back.
Rise. He's named after Kendall Rise.
Kendall Rise was there. But he never found out his surname.
No, I don't think he's got one.
No, but a couple of times.
Like Eusebio or Pele.
That's right.
They're footballers.
Jericho. Halliwell. She's known as just Jerry, isn't she?
Or Watford.
Or Gerald. That was pre-op. Anyway, here we go. We've got someone online.
Karen.
Karen, are you there?
Hello.
Is that Karen?
I'm here.
Oh, hold on. Hello, Karen.
Oh, Karen, steady on, Karen. Too excited, my darling.
Where are you phoning from, my darling?
I'm phoning from Dover, right down in Kent.
Right, another one by the sea. We just had someone from Cornwall, you know. Oh, you've got a good laugh.
Good laugh,
that's right. How much do you smoke a day, Karen?
I'm asthmatic. I don't smoke at all.
Can I apologise for that?
Sorry about
Hold
that.
Your head in shame, Angelos.
Oh, boy.
Sorry about
so
that.
Sorry.
I'm on a 60th day at the moment.
You can tell.
The old
you can tell.
Lambert and Butler Golds.
Yeah, well, they're only £2 a pack, aren't they?
£2 a pack, they don't off hit the mark.
And that Chinese fella in the pub.
Karen, I'm so sorry to hear about your asthma.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right, darling.
What brought that on?
I think 40 years of smoking Marlboro Red.
Oh, well, there you are.
Yeah, well, right, I'm vindicated.
Vindicated.
Karen.
Please, there's nothing to ask me that.
Karen, before you peg out, could you tell us...
And we don't mean you're washing.
Tell us what you have to ask us. what was I saying?
That's it, Barry. Nice
that's
one.
It, that's it.
Smooth.
I'll ask you a question.
Oh, that's what I was asking. What's the question, yeah. Barry?
Oh, I love it.
Right, I want to know
yes.
what's the healthiest treat for my 8 bulldogs. I want to give them a really healthy treat
right.
with no additives, no gluten, no... What's the best thing you could advise me?
Right, well, can I say... Yeah. First off, Angelos here was talking earlier on the show about a very ugly dog he's got.
A squash face dog. His name's Paul.
Paul.
And he has got a, like, you know, one of them nose that looks like he's been smashed in the face by with a pan.
Oh, love him.
He's got one of them. And I've got a little Norfolk Terrier, my cool. little tinkle.
With those wheels on the back.
He's got the wheels on the back. But
oh,
he's,
love that!
Yeah,
so lovely.
Yeah. He's
lovely until he goes downhill.
It's hellish.
And it's not lovely at all. It's a mess.
And I'll tell you what, he went downhill down a chalk hill near where I live in Watford.
Yeah.
Hit, there was a workman's ramp. He went up like Evel Knievel.
Yeah, he would have flown
on them
off.
Well, he flew off, his ears flying behind him.
Yeah.
And he's very
jumped over four buses.
Jumped over four buses on the way. And, you know, is a lovely
you're
little...
Right
he's all right now.
He's got, all right.
He's all right
he's
now.
He's all right now.
But, these bulldogs you've got,
three bulldogs.
Yeah. You've got...
I've got eight bulldogs.
Eight bulldogs.
And they're all TV stars and models.
Are they?
Oh, really?
What TV shows have they been on?
Looking bulldogs.
Right.
Have they been on telly?
Yeah, they've been on telly loads.
In
been
what?
On the only way of their six.
No oh, way, yeah, no nice.
Yeah.
Who else? Which other programmes?
They've been on BBC South East, Who Let the Dogs Out,
oh,
Out and About.
Ingenious.
The Gabby Roslin Show. Gabby, no, it wasn't Gabby. Live with Gabby.
Gabby oh, Logan. Gabby Logan. Yeah,
she's
gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Well, then, so they're like celebrity dogs.
Yeah, they are, actually. They are sort of... In the dog world, they're huge.
Yeah, are they?
And are they... They're putting on weight, is that what you're saying? The celebrity lifestyle?
Yeah, problem with them?
Well,
are they on drugs?
They like the red carpet. They go out in their tutus and their tiaras up the red carpet. And they give
them
all these fancy canapes. And it's no good.
Yeah,
I want something nice and healthy for them.
Yeah, like a pot noodle.
No, we don't do pot noodles.
Okay.
Angelos is here. He's made a note of the details.
Yeah,
the Gabby Roslin, the celebrity, the canopies on the red carpet. Right. He's now formulating
a plan.
Look, can
I ask this question? Are dogs like human beings?
In
as much as if you give them too much red meat, they sort of collapse.
Oh no!
No, they can eat as much red meat as you want.
Well, it's all about balance, isn't it, darling?
Oh,
you know,
it
you need
is.
The balance. You need your
fibre
day.
Standing on one
you
leg.
Need your carbs. You need your veg. I mean, mine have raw chicken. They have raw vegetables and they have brown rice.
Right, they sound.
That sounds
like
pretty healthy.
Pampered.
That's it. It is, but people keep giving them bad dog treats. I don't think it's good for them.
No, it isn't good for them. It isn't good for them.
I want to maybe cook something nice for them, like a doggy muffin. Like healthy doggy muffin.
Oh, I see.
For my dog, what I do is I boil him up a lovely bit of fish. Lovely bit of fish is good.
That's a really good idea.
And that's
because fish is so good for all your omega oils.
Yeah, it's
well,
got
that,
all your
the omega oils are very good for his front two legs and for the back two. WD-40, I find, is quite, but that keeps him active.
Yeah,
you know.
Will keep him active.
I would think so, yeah.
But
that
so,
and a bit of cod liver oil.
Bit of cod liver oil, lovely bit of fish. You can pick it up, just boil it. Don't do nothing fancy with it.
No.
And as you say, brown rice is really, I mean,
that doesn't that get expensive, Karen? Like feeding them all that muck every day?
It's really quite reasonable.
Is
because
it?
We buy the raw meat, especially it's human meat. It's for dogs. It's got no salt, no additives in it,
yeah.
And that we give that we defrost it and give it raw,
right.
And then we give the raw vegetables,
okay.
And then we just cook up
raw vegetables. Like what?
Yeah,
like broccoli salad?
Oh, blimey. Bet they're apple tart in the hunter.
They should do.
Yeah.
They shouldn't eat tomatoes or grapes.
No,
or
they shouldn't do that. Because you're the pips.
But they can have, like, fruit. They have dried apricots.
Oh,
they
quiche and regular.
Like peas and carrots. They like all that.
But what I don't understand is you're doing all this lovely food for them, and yet they're putting on weight. Where are they getting it?
It's the treats, Barry. They're being given a treat. It's a canopy.
All these fancy canopies are no good for them.
Vol-au-vents.
I wanted to give them a little treat when we're out.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what's really helpful? But I quite like the idea of fish. I don't really want to put that in my handbag when we go out.
No,
I tell you what, a nice little treat when I got nephews and stuff, and if we're out and they want a treat, I just put a DVD on for them.
Yeah,
so you might want to try that.
They love a DVD.
Yeah.
They love the old black and white films.
Yeah, I bet they
do. I think they see only in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And they love musicals.
Which one? Like Buggy Malone?
Yeah. Their favourite is Oklahoma.
Oh, of course it is, yeah.
Oh,
and they like South Pacific as well.
And they all like the same thing, do they, Karen? All eight bulldogs enjoy Oklahoma. Or some of them like Homer. And then some of them like...
How do they do that?
Well, they stand on the remote control, Barry.
I don't know. I still haven't found out how they do it. I'm going to get a CCTV.
Yeah.
I put on Jeremy Kyle. I come down and it's switched over to the right stuff.
Well,
what does that tell you?
They're very clever dogs. They're trained up that way, aren't they, for show business.
Exactly.
Do they?
Well, that's it. They are celebrities.
Do they do that thing that they often do in show business? If one starts playing up, just swap it the other one and no one knows.
Yeah.
Are they identical? Are they identical?
All the time.
Really?
How
do they get on with the kids?
Well, they are my kids.
But do
they get on? I mean, I have to keep, like, I've got the old girls, like Lola and Tia, like, are 10 and 11,
right.
Or 9 and 11.
Yeah.
So they've got one bit in the room because they don't mind the pups too much, but they want their sleep, you know, like having Gran and Granddad in the room.
Yeah.
So they have their little area. Then we've got the mum and the triplets.
Yes.
Gracie and her three.
Bloody
so they sort of, and then we've got their puppies. We've got the three pups. We've got King, AJ and Baby Candy Girls.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And they need a lot more walking and a lot more exercise. But on the whole, they all sit and come and watch TV with us at the end of the night.
Oh,
but during the day, it's like having a big family and you have to just give them all their own space and time.
Yeah.
But they're lovely. They're my life. I love them.
Oh, that's so. Does your house pen and ink?
Oh, it stinks, doesn't it?
But it absolutely stinks, doesn't it?
Well, no, because you see, I do not have asthma. I cannot have her. I cannot have a smelly house.
No.
So every morning, you have to brush their teeth. Once they've had their breakfast,
brush their teeth.
Because, unless I'm giving them bones, they need to have their teeth brushed.
Damn.
And if you start young, when they're old like Lola and got a bit old, you need to be able to give it a clean, they're used to it.
Especially
on the telly, they've got to have teeth like Rylan, you know what I mean?
Are you married, Karen?
White, shiny teeth.
Are you married?
Are you a single lady? Are you?
No.
What does your husband make of all this?
Of it?
I am engaged to be married.
I mean, out of the frying pan into the fire, he thought, oh, great, she's given up the fags.
Lovely.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, it's eight bulldogs.
Eight bulldogs in the house.
Fantastic.
Jeez.
Oh, she's giving them vegetables.
No, it's all right. She, because of her asthma, she cannot have, you know, anything too smelly.
That's right. If you wash them every day, I mean, I don't give them bath every day, obviously, it'd be bad for them. But we have a special brush,
obviously.
We brush them every morning, and we wash their faces, feet and fannies, you know.
Lovely.
Give them a good going over, make them smell nice.
Oh, that's
and they don't leave all the fur. And they, you know, because we might get a call for a bit of modelling in the afternoon, whatever. And they've got to be all shiny and squeaky clean. And that way they don't smell. So, well, and because they've got short fur, you know, it's not like long fur.
Yeah.
They stay nice and fresh.
Well, look, all I can say is the fish is fine. If you want a little something to pop in your handbag.
Mars bar.
It does help you work, rest and play, which I imagine they're working dogs. They do all of those three things.
Well, they do. They work, rest and play hard, but dogs can't have chocolate.
That's quite right.
You're not very good, are you?
Well, he don't really know.
I don't know nothing about dogs, I will just wing it.
That's what you're doing wrong before. He used to feed his dog a Twix, didn't you?
Every day. Yeah. I had it for about 6 months.
It was the longer lasting snack, but unfortunately it killed the dog.
You see that? You can't be having that.
No chocolate. I think, really, truthfully, you've come through to the wrong person about the dogs.
Yeah. We're going to go up the road. You want to speak to Rolf Harris?
For a while.
Eh?
You made me asthma worse.
Oh, well, it's an absolute joy to speak to you. She's dead. Karen.
You made me laugh so much.
Oh, Karen.
I'm freaked out.
Do you know what? You must come on the show again.
Bring your dogs.
I'd love to come and meet you and have a chat.
Why don't we get her in?
Come in and bring all your dogs.
Bring all your dogs in the studio.
Can I bring one dog? I'll only bring one.
No, you've got to bring all of them or nothing, Karen. All or nothing. I'm afraid. your dogs or none of your dogs.
She's ever so nice. We're going to say goodbye, Karen.
Yeah, because we've got lots to get through.
You have to say woof woof, not goodbye.
Woof woof, Karen.
Woof woof.
Enjoy Dover.
Bye-bye.
Fabulous.
Bye. Bye-bye, darling. Bye-bye, lovely.
Nuts.
Really lovely.
Nuts.
Fever, the Black Keys. Ba 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 da 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 da
da
with me, Barry from Watford, and now, we are going to be going through some of the latest releases on video at your video shop.
So, have your video cards at the ready, your membership cards, so you can go straight down there and get them off the shelf and watch them after being recommended them from us.
To us. Yes. Angelos, what's new this week?
Well, this week I finally got a chance to watch the mega film, The Hunt for Red October.
I've heard a lot about it.
Now, this film is all about a submarine.
Promising start.
Yeah, and it's set in the 80s.
Yep.
And it's got James Bond in it. And the bloke from the Rocky Horror Show in it. And I think Denzel Washington's in it, but I'm not sure about that. That could have been the Crimson Tide one.
Now, without spoiling the plot for anyone at home who's thinking of seeing this film, what can we expect? Is it a departure for James Bond, or is he up to his usual tricks?
Well, he's sort of doing up to his usual tricks, but he's wearing a submarine outfit instead of a dinner jacket.
He don't wear the dinner jacket.
No, and he's got the same sort of voice, you know, where he talks like that.
Yes, he's a Scottish fellow, isn't he?
That's right, he speaks like that. And this time he's playing the captain of a submarine. And he talks like that, and basically what happens is the submarine goes under the water and it goes through the sea. And I think what happens is one of them wants to become American, and then he becomes from Russia, and he goes to become American.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? There's a lot of fuss made by students and all that about being American. Oh, America.
You want to be American.
Oh, being American. Yeah. Oh,
well, like in Lethal Weapon 2. Yeah. Oh, no, that's South Africa.
Yeah. Go to Russia then, see how much you like that. I'd rather be
like
American.
Rocky IV.
And did they find the Red October at the end in the hunt?
I don't think it matters. They do find it, but I don't want to spoil the end because I can't remember it.
And does Roger Moore become American in the end?
Well, you get the idea that he probably will become that, but you don't really know because it sort of ends when he sticks his head out the top of it and looks about, and then it sort of ends then.
So that's the Hunt for Red October Certificate X, now available at the...
Good music.
Shop.
Too. Good music.
I'm going to be looking at Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
And what an adventure it is.
Yes.
Two silly couple of them, teenagers.
They're boys, aren't they?
They're boys.
But I tell you what, they've got good six-packs.
Them two.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like having Kenzie in the room again.
Yeah, good six
packs. What they do is they struggle to prepare a historical presentation with the help of a time machine. And sure enough, Bob's your uncle, they go back in time.
Yeah, and they meet all the people.
The people from history.
Like Hitler, Waterloo.
Waterloo, ABBA. And they meet...
Hitler. How do they get on? Do they get on with him?
No, they don't like him. He's wrong and... They meet all the people from the past.
Yeah, okay.
Keegan.
Yes. Yes, the bloke from on the buses.
The Liver Birds. Any of them they meet. And it's
mind your language.
Mind your language.
The lot from It Ain't Half Hot Mum.
That one he used to do, you know, Tony Hart, done Vision on.
Yeah, Mr. Bennett, who was Mr. Bennett in Tony Hart.
Was in And...
Luke Wong from Porridge.
Luke from Porridge.
Biggins.
Biggins done it. And Jodie Prenger off of the, the Alice programme.
What about Sapphire and Steel?
David McCallum.
Do they meet them?
David McCallum is in it, but Sapphire ain't.
Okay. Dempsey and Mike P.
No, but Windsor Davis pops up.
Yeah, well, he's from It Ain't Half Hot Mum.
Never the Twain.
Donna Steele
is in it, of course. Mm. It's a lot of fun. Hilarity ensues. That's Bill and Ted's excellent
adventure.
Did they
pass your exam at the end, or don't you want to give it away?
I don't want to give it away at this stage, but for any kids who have got revision to do, it's a valuable tool.
Yeah, it's a must-see.
It's a must-see. Certificate X, all over London from Sunday night,
yeah.
How
about
you, Angelos? What's your pick of the week?
I think my pick of the week has to be this week, Porky's.
Oh, Porky's.
Which is about a load of boys...
In a school
in America.
That's it.
What, look through a hole into the girls' changing rooms to see them naked, and then they all sort of get off of each other...
Yeah.
And run around and you see a bit of tit and they're sort of naked a bit and then listen.
And is it as good as...
Is it swearing as well?
Is it as good as Porky's 2?
No, it's not as good as Porky's 2 because I think in Porky's 2 you see a bit more tit.
Bit more tit and that. So that's... There's Porky's 1 and 2 on this week.
And our VHS in Betamax.
Now, finally, Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
For any of you UFO enthusiasts out there.
And who also like The White House, if you're up, if you like that, then this is a film for you, isn't it, Barry?
This is a film for you. It's a lot of fun. Aliens are coming and their goal is to invade... And destroy.
Yeah.
Fighting superior technology, man's best weapon is the will to survive. Is Will Smith in that?
Yeah, because he plays the will in The Will to Survive.
Oh, that's a clever use of words. Mm. I enjoyed it very, very much. Margaret, not so much.
No.
She's not so mad on the whole alien thing. No. I like that, UFOs and all that sort
abductions.
Of oh, love all that.
Yeah, it doesn't, mate.
And it's one of the, it's what they call a blockbuster.
Yeah. Took millions at the box office.
Absolutely millions of pounds at the box office. And it's very scary if you're of a nervous disposition and you're frightened about alien and abduction. And so forth. Don't go and see it. Don't rent it out. But if you're like me, you just have a passing interest in it. It's ideal. It's ideal. So that's Independence Day.
Out now.
All in all the shops.
On Blu-ray.
On Blu-rays. And that's $4.99 certificate double AX large.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
any others I can think of? I'd always recommend. Enter the Dragon.
Enter the Dragon. I'm going to do that when I get home if she's around. And what we're going to do now is throw it open to the phones, and if anyone has any more problems or want to talk about films or anything of an intellectual nature.
Please. You might want to ring someone else. But if you've got anything else you want to talk about, then phone us. Just ring us.
So ring us now while we listen to Muse. Black Holes and Revelations, talking of aliens and that sort of thing. We got someone who's phoning in. It's Jamie on the line. Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Hello there.
What do you want?
Hello. Well, I've got a problem.
Okay, Jamie. Okay. Hold your horses, mate. Let's just get settled.
Let's get the papers ready to jot it down.
Got me
pen ready here.
Jamie, let's have a little bit of background. where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from in London.
From in London?
That's cagey. Whereabouts in London?
It's a big place, Jamie.
From my bedroom.
It's a bit from your bedroom. It's a major capital city and commercial centre. You can be more specific.
Yeah. I mean, not that specific. The bedroom's too specific. Let's widen it out a little bit, Jamie.
East of London.
Shoreditch.
Shoreditch?
Yeah.
You're in Shoreditch?
Very near Shoreditch, Dawson.
Dawson, okay. That gives you some sort of profile.
Okay, I'm writing that down, Dawson. Yeah, good. Go.
How old are you, Jamie?
I'm 36.
Oh, with no spring chicken.
36? What are you doing at home ringing us at 30?
Yeah, what are you doing at home? Give a job.
Should be out working, mate. Oh, okay, well, let's just brush over that. What do you want?
Well, I've got a rubbish phone. I need to get a new smartphone.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you can help me, give me any advice.
Okay, Jamie. What are you currently using?
I've got an old Nokia.
Right.
I can't remember the number. It's a really low number. I can only call on it.
Well, you can't even get a call on it. No one can ring you.
I can just about call. I had to try three times to get through. Yeah. Today.
You can't receive calls or texts or mucky pictures.
No mucky pictures.
No, that's a problem. That is a problem.
Angelos, it's a familiar problem.
Yeah,
there's a range of goods out there.
Well, it just depends. I mean, it depends on how much you're willing to fork out, Jamie, at this stage. Because it sounds like if you're still using a Nokia 2310 or 2410 or whatever
24/7, he uses it all the time.
It sounds like you are strapped financially. Is that true, Jamie?
Well, that was why I got it. It was cheap.
Well, why don't you try getting a job and then you might be able to buy a better phone.
Yeah, have you thought of that, Jamie?
Well, I have got a job.
So says you, mate.
What is it?
What do I do?
What do you do for a living?
I work in books.
Make books? All right, which one have you done? Which book have you published?
Which book have you done?
Harry Potter?
No, I haven't done him. I've done a few pop stars.
What have you done to them?
You've written a biography sort of thing.
I haven't done anything to them.
Okay, well then, I'm just going to have to take the softly approach with him, Barry, because he sounds thick.
It sounds all wrong. You're just making it up, mate.
Listen, Jamie, who are these pop stars that you claim to publish their books? Who are they?
They're published. Well, it was a while ago, but there was
a boy band.
Was it
Dane Bowers?
No.
What were they called?
One Direction. One Direction.
You published a book about One Direction, did you, Jamie? And you're using a Nokia telephone, are you, Jamie?
Yeah.
Okay, mate. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wasn't born yesterday, was
she? Cuckoo. All right, we'll do what we can with you.
Okay.
So this phone that you've got, why do you think that you haven't updated it at all? Why are you still using this piece of shit?
Because it's not shit, but it's...
Oh, change your tune now, is it, Jamie?
Jamie, if you can't stick to a story, son, you know, he claims to be rubbing shoulders
with
Harry Nolan, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He claims to be, you know, he knows all about One Direction. Yeah. He knows all about boy bands. Yeah. He lives in fancy Dalston.
Lives in Hackney, and he uses a Nokia telephone.
This is nonsense. Okay. If you can't... Okay, Angelos is a proper, trained agony aunt. And if you can't, you know, stick to the correct story, mate, there's no helping you.
No. But, who else have you published,
Jamie? He's a time waster.
Who else have you published, Jamie? Which other books have you published? Which other pop star?
Go on.
That's a long time ago.
Go on, what is it?
We couldn't have been that long ago with One Direction because I've only been around yesterday.
No, before that.
Who, what
Gareth
was?
Gates.
Bollocks.
Gareth Gates. What, all right.
Absolute bollocks. I'll tell you what, the Gareth Gates biography, I read it, there's only one word in it. It goes on for nine chapters. It says, I was born after 74 pages in 19...
You fed up with that, didn't you?
You published Gareth... What a load of rubbish.
Which publishing house do you work for?
Yeah, which one?
It was a rubbish one. It was rubbish.
What's it called?
Can I say what it's called?
Yes, you
can,
mate, if it was rubbish.
Well, that was with Virgin.
Virgin Publishing, he claims.
It's a tissue of lies.
Have they folded now, presumably, Jamie? They're no longer going?
I think they got merged.
Did they get merged? Actually, they make mobile phones now.
Yeah.
Have you just come on here as one big advert? Is that what this is about? Nokia, One Direction, Virgins.
Yeah. And so who did they merge with then?
He's a flaw in the story here.
Yeah,
he can't come
suddenly,
up with a good.
Suddenly. Listen. It's a
the wicked web we weave when we practice to deceive.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you come on here with a half-baked story. You know, mate, you're wasting your own time. I feel sorry for him.
Exactly. So if you want to get a new phone, Jamie, I recommend the Apple or the Motorola. Just spending
Don't waste your time.
He hasn't got the money, has he?
Don't waste your time with him.
He hasn't got the money.
He's probably phoning from next door or something, not even in London.
No.
I don't even reckon his name's Jamie.
No. Is any of this true?
Any of it true
that you've told us, Jamie? Any of it?
It is true.
Oh, what do you do?
My name is Jamie.
What
do
you...
I do live there.
Nonsense.
And I need the internet on my phone.
Well, get it then.
What phone should I get to get it?
Get an Apple one. Get a black one.
An Apple.
Get a black one. Get a black one. And then, you know, just get the internet on it. Or else just get a laptop, right? This is what
Strap
you should
it
do.
To your
Strap
ear.
It to your Motorola, your Nokia that you've currently got, and then you'll have it.
It'd be quite big to carry around, though.
Oh, just stop picking holes in it, Jamie. You want the advice or not?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Anything else, Jamie?
Anything else you want?
Right, I think we've had enough of him. Anyway, so that was someone who purports to call himself Jamie.
But we'll never know.
We'll never know. I mean, we'll you do get know. These time wasters on it.
If you are you? Going to ring us up, please have something sensible to say. And let's keep it truthful. Let's because keep it. If you are telling lies, we will sniff them out.
Of course we will.
Like a dog's arse.
You know, it's absolutely appalling. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of your time. I can only apologise to the legions of people who are trying to phone up with some very serious problem.
And that's what you get. In fact, I'd like to have a word with the producers out there if you could possibly shield us from these
people,
lunatics. Because it just is a waste of time and money.
Disgusting.
Honestly.
Now look, what we're doing, we're coming, not
get home and watch the professionals.
Exactly. We're coming up towards the end of the show, really. And I'd like to finish with a lovely big song. What that mean then? What that mean? We've got about 3 minutes to just maybe reflect on what we've learnt today during the show.
Yes.
Any highlights? Any people?
Well, I enjoyed talking to Ben.
Yes.
He was good because, you know, he had real problems.
Yeah, he had real problems.
And he's got a load more problems coming that he can't even see.
The lady who done the talking about the dogs and smoked too much, Karen.
Yeah, she was nuts. Belinda was nice.
Belinda was nice, it's always nice to hear her voice. She's a lovely.
What a lovely voice she's got.
She's a lovely thing, that one.
Jane Bowers and Kenji.
Yes.
Good fun.
They said they're coming again, and Belinda said she'd come in.
You know what? Jane Bowers and Kenji, I would say they were clinging to the wreckage.
Well, yes, they were a bit unfair that they've only just left and we're sticking the boot in.
Yeah.
But they were very nice.
They were lovely.
I thought that Dane Bowers might be a bit of a flash Harry.
Yeah,
you know?
But he wasn't. He was very laid back, very self-aware, very nice fella.
Well, look, we've got a song coming up which is 4 minutes long, and I thought we'd finish with that. But what I want you to do, any listeners listening, is come back next week.
Yeah, and if you want to ring us up, then you can do that if you want.
We might answer the phone ourselves, but don't muck about. Don't piss about,
because we haven't got time for that.
Yeah, don't piss about. No, for goodness sake. Listen, you got anything you want to say before we go, Angelos? I think we've said it all, haven't we?
I think we've said everything we could possibly have said.
See you next time.
Yeah.
And
listen,
if you can't be good, be careful.
Yeah.
And it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be
Barry. Just put the song
nice.
On.
All right. See you next time.
Yeah.
Bye bye. Night.